We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are in go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Now we see the earth. We've got it. Now we see the earth now. We've got it. Now we see the earth.
It's Friday, July 19th, 2019. And I have a particularly large grouping of articles, stories, documents, reports, videos to try to get to. What have I just read headlines? Trans activist sues Brazilian wax business after owner refuses to shave her balls. Facebook survey asks users if they condone pedophilia. University, stop using the words Americans, America, or policemen, or you'll be fired. Ilhan Omar didn't just lobby for ISIS members to not go to prison. She also voted against bill blocking terrorists from life insurance. Video, abortion activist uses watermelon to demonstrate procedure to dehumanize the baby. Here comes the McConnell budget deal that will rule the rest of Trump's presidency. And Rush Limbaugh is being attacked for abandoning fiscal conservatism. He didn't abandon fiscal conservatism. He came to planet Earth. It's too late. I'm going to explain this, and I've explained it a lot. We're in a global devaluation race. And we've got to keep the currency dominant now, or it'll get totally devalued. Everyone else that gets defeated in this war will go Zimbabwe style, Weimar Germany style. There's no turning back now, ladies and gentlemen. The U.S. was supposed to be economically taken out under Hillary. Their plan's not going the way they wanted. China prints money roughly about five times faster than we do. Props up their stock market, and Trump's right to come in and say, okay, let's prop ours up, and if we're going to do this, let's just go ahead and turn the presses up, because we're in a global system, and it's already being done. It's the point of return. The allegory, the analogy is like this. I had a Labrador Retriever named Max from the time I was 5 years old to the time I was 20. And that's 15 years, a long time for a lab. And I would take, he had hip dysplasia. And then we would have had to put him down when he was 12. But I would take him to the vet and I would get him to give him corticotropic steroids, which later, you know, can make your arteries explode, can make your muscles fall apart, can mess up your joints. He'd have been dead. He couldn't get up. There's no surgeries for that. So it's a catch-22. He lived three more years. And I worked for a large animal vet, so I knew all about Depomedrol and stuff. And some of these vets would go, well, we're going to give you this little bottle, but you know, don't give him more than that because it could hurt him. Well, when the regular dose wouldn't work, I'd give him more because I would call back and talk to the vet I knew in East Texas. And he said it was a catch-22, just give more. But I'd have to go to maybe two vets to get enough of it because vets wouldn't give me enough. Well, I made the decision to not put the dog down, and he was happy. I'd give him twice what you're supposed to give him, supposedly, and the dog would be up in a day, happy, running around. He lived three more years. So I'm going to explain this, and I know the audience can disagree if you want or you can agree, but it's like this country, ladies and gentlemen, is a Labrador with hip dysplasia. And Trump's got the right course. He's trying to build industry. He's trying to empower the people. He's trying to build up the military because that's all we've got. We've been totally hollowed out. And we're in a war with currency devaluation, with money printing. And so we're damned if we do, we're damned if we don't. But, you know, all this talk about getting back to the fiscal and all the rest of it, we're in a fiat system. This system's going out. It's why they're getting all the global cashless society stuff ready on the ashes of America. No, we've got to prop America up and come up with a third solution.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours. Then the War Room with Owen Schroyer kicks it into high gear. Then I'll return this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, with the live Sunday transmission. Wow. This whole Ilhan Omar, the Jihad Squad, all of it, really illustrates what a bunch of cowards the Republican establishment is, and how you turn on any channel, they're saying, well, what the president has said is racist and he needs to walk it back. No, Ilhan Omar has openly said she doesn't like this country. She said that she's going to teach us how to be patriotic and that we should be ashamed of ourselves. I played that clip on Monday. She's also said the Border Patrol has people in concentration camps and that we're killing children. Do I need to play clips of her again? I can't stand her arrogant voice. Ilhan Omar goes along with the lie that children are drinking out of toilets. She came here as a refugee. She married her brother. She wrote letters to federal judges to get ISIS terrorists out of prison. She voted against Bill blocking terrorists from life insurance. The woman is a cancer. Are there folks from Africa that come here that are great people? Absolutely. I've run into people that have immigrated here from Africa who are hardworking, smart, nice people because they know to appreciate a country like the U.S. compared to some of the places they've come from. But a lot of people are brought here and have chips put on their shoulders by the left and by leaders the Democrats give them, like Ilhan Omar. By the way, I've talked about this, but a journalist traveled to Ilhan Omar's homeland to prove Somalia is beautiful and doesn't have crime. Gets killed in 1 week. Women don't walk around unattended there. They have to be in their own tribal area. The Muslims all kill each other there. I mean, you stray out of the wrong neighborhood, you're dead. Journalist traveled to Ilhan Omar's beautiful Somalia to challenge stereotypes and prove the country was beautiful, only to end up being killed by terrorists. Before President Trump's tweet storm, in which he encouraged Omar to go back and fix her own country, Somalian-Canadian journalist Hudan Nalewin was trying to do precisely that. She returned to the country of her birth to tell uplifting stories about Somalia, according to the Washington Post. The journalist became well known for her relentlessly positive tweets about Somalia. But she was killed. She wanted people to know the beauty of the place, and she was killed after being back for a week. Blown up and killed by machine gun fire at the only working hotel in the country that had not been bombed. Yes, they don't have electricity in most areas. They don't have running water. They have nothing. But I can play you clips. It's like something Somalis do in Minnesota particularly, where they always say, we renounce America, we don't want to be here, we don't like your laws, we want Sharia law. You want me to play all that for you? Or all her arrogant statements about some people did something on 9/11, so I'm not going to make a statement. And all the other things that she said with just venom, she goes, I hate how they come and they talk about America. She hates, she's full of pride, full of arrogance of her slaver past. She's an Arab. Somalia, the Horn of Africa, was the distribution point of black slaves for over 1,000 years. There was not a market in black slaves in the Roman system. They wanted Germans, and they wanted Gauls, and they wanted Visigoths, Ostrogoths, and people from Albion. Those were the slaves. England, France, Germany, Austria, Switzerland today. rich Africans bought white slaves. Europeans did not have black slaves until the Arabs taught them. And then it's the perfect thing to have someone with all her fake scamming. Hello, I am Ilan. I help the black people. And she's, again, one of the Arab ruling class. In Somalia, white people like her with white skin are the rulers. They are the leaders. They are the royalty. And just like royalty's always inbred, mentally ill, look at British royalty. Look at this reporter. Looks just like Ilhan, the reporter that died. It's because they come from the ruling caste. You go to Somalia, there are castles on every little hill at the ports with huge dungeons where they held the black people. Isn't that just cute? So cute. Somalia was the world capital of the Arab slave trade. And in Somalia and in Libya now, after Gaddafi was killed, the Arabs have returned the slave trade and sell blacks to rich Muslims around the world who keep them as slaves as a sign of class. You think it's people in the South at plantations that have black butlers? No, my friends. Africans are being sold at Libyan slave markets, USA Today. And you know who's coming in to do it? Libyans are being enslaved by, oh, you guessed it, Somalis. And they're coming in because it's the family business. Piracy, white slavery, that means sex trade, and murder for hire. Narcotics trafficking. You name it. And we're supposed to just bow down to her. That's why she has an arrogance. Because if you're not even part of that clan, you don't leave in Somalia outside your clan area. All the Somalis rob each other, too. Constant war. Constant death. Yeah, there she is. In her jumpsuit. She's a tax scammer. Just everything about her is criminal piracy. She is a slave pirate master. That's the family business. That's who she is. Her name in Somalia, I looked it up, is from the ruling class. And she's going to teach you how to bow down and kiss her butt. And you know what? The GOP and everybody are getting on their knees to do it. And Trump came out and was like, whoa, I disavow, send her back. And I get that's a little too far. We need to have an investigation, like my petition at whitehouse.gov says, of her fraudulently getting her citizenship and then ship her ass back. And she won't last a month over there because she's famous. And so anybody famous has a price on their head, and her own precious Somalis will kidnap her. So I'd give her a week before she was kidnapped. She'd probably get kidnapped on the way from the shot up airport to whatever hole in the ground she's going to squat in and then crap in a latrine out back and wipe her ass with her left hand. That's what she does. And then she comes to this country and squats on us and spits in our face. And we're supposed to bow down to her. You don't go to Mexico or someplace and run your mouth about how it sucks. They'd say, get the hell out if you don't like it. And that's how any other country in the world who isn't totally brainwashed acts. We're not saying get out of here because your background is an Arab slave family, Arab slave traders. We're saying because you're an arrogant, America-hating liar that says we're running concentration camps and our overworked border patrol are Nazis killing children. You're a lying viper witch. You didn't escape Somalia to just escape. You came here as a cancer cell, as a metastasization. This woman is cancer. So I'm not disavowing jack crap. Get your ugly ass out of here.
I'll never let you sleep.
look into who Ilhan Omar is before I get into all the other news. She's an arrogant person from the most barbarous, cutthroat country in the world, where slavery, kidnapping, piracy, and murder are legal. As long as it's not somebody in your tribe. Muslim kills Muslim. Muslim kills Christian. No white person outside a military base can survive in Somalia more than a few days. And when people pay the ransom, they still kill you most of the time. Now we should pull up some video of Somali pirates and the look in their eyes. And then you watch footage of just the markets and the villages and people are like, I can't make the face. It's like Day of the Dead look. And then we're going to import all this and then have them criticize us and tell us that we suck. And the president says, why don't you just go back to your hellhole then? I just said that Black Hawk Down deserved to be shot down, and I just said the Jews are evil, and I just said that you got concentration camps, you're killing babies. And I just fund and work with ISIS. And Somalia sells blacks as slaves, but it's liberal. Somalia cuts women's genitals off. There's a very good chance Ilhan Omar does not have her female parts. Some people are so ignorant about anatomy, that they don't know women. I'm not going to get into it. The point is that this is madness in the name of political correctness. Like, we don't have any problem. Kenyans that come in, nice, smart people. I mean, and in Africa, by the way, different African countries will tell you about the pluses and minuses of other African countries, because everybody knows people are different. There are people in Southern Africa that are absolutely different from people in Northern Africa, culturally, behaviorally, all of it. And then you've got Somalia, which is a hellhole because it's been a slave trading piracy hub for 1,000 years. I'm sorry, I said I'd get to all these clips. Let's just go ahead and play a little piece of a documentary that's very, very important, an investigation into Ilhan Omar. It's very, very important. And let's go ahead and episode one, The Secrets of Ilhan Omar. Here it is.
Minnesota Democrats, media, and the Department of Justice have continually ignored strong evidence supporting the fact that Ilhan Omar may be directly involved in tax, marriage, and immigration fraud.
In 2002, Omar married Ahmed Hirsi in a religious ceremony. Hirsi is the father of Omar's three children and is pictured often with Omar and their children on their campaign website.
In 2016, Minnesota journalist Scott Johnson received a tip about a post from a Somali community website containing marriage certificates alleging Omar married her brother, Elmi, in February 2009 in order for him to immigrate to the U.S. legally, despite the facts she'd been married to the father of her children, Hirsi, over a decade.
This clearly proved that any such second marriage might be bigamous under Minnesota law, as well as fraudulent.
Later in August 2016, further investigations into legal documents and filings in Minnesota by journalist Priya Samsundar uncovered evidence supporting the allegation that Ilhan Omar married her brother, Ahmed Nursed Elmi, in 2009.
The 2009 marriage license to Elmi lists the same address as one filed for a Minnesota business 3 months later in May 2009 for a one-to-one cafe by Hirsi, the father of Omar's three children.
That means Ilhan Omar was living with both her real husband, Hirsi, while still married to her brother, Elmi.
Omar has continued to deny the allegations, dismissing them as baseless rumors and fake journalists on bigot blogs despite mounting evidence.
High school record evidence also support the claim that Elmi is indeed her brother and graduated in 2003 from Arlington Senior High School in St. Paul, Minnesota, with enrollment records that state he was born April 4th, 1985. The same birth date listed on Omar's 2009 marriage certificate to Elmi.
As troubling details mounted against Omar, members of the Somali community were threatened into silence through intimidation tactics and physical violence on themselves and their families still back in Somalia. In an obtained Facebook Live video from August 18, 2016, a woman identified as the associate chair of the Somali American Caucus speaks. And in translation, she states in plain terms that any Somali that talks about Omar's personal life, including marriage discrepancies, is an enemy of the Somali community. Credible sources in the Somali community have stepped forward and provided Alpha News with information in exchange for anonymity, along with members of the 2003 class have also identified Elmi's father as.
As Nur said, Elmi Mohammed, the same man who calls himself father to Ilhan Omar.
All right, we'll play part two next week, and that's all incredibly accurate. By the way, that's her filings that she married her brother. Everyone just goes, oh, alleged, just to have the highest levels of journalism. Oh, by the way, she did vote against a bill in Minnesota that would make it illegal to cut your daughter's clitoris off. And they've had big problems with them even doing it to 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old girls, because a lot of women are marrying Muslim husbands. A lot of feminists do that, like, that, you know, they hate American men that grovel and kiss their ass. They want that bad boy, and so they're marrying Muslim men. And they're taking their daughters in, and the men use shears and scissors in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and of course it's happened in Detroit. And a federal judge ruled, yeah, you can have your stepdaddy come in with those scissors to your 9-year-old daughter. Chop, chop. It's liberal. And children can go to drag queen story time now. The new thing is to hump the men in simulated sex, and the men rub their genitals on your sons and daughters. Let me show you some video or photos. They put it on Facebook. Facebook loves it. Oh, this doesn't violate community standards. Ride 'em horsey. Get 'em up, ride 'em out, ride 'em in. Rawhide. Ugh. Yeah, just don't show the video. It's too much. Yeah, scroll down a little bit. Oh, the guy dressed like It the Clown is having a good time. But don't worry, they're banning the term manhole in Berkeley and hundreds of other terms like America, American. If they hear you use it, you know, you get fired off the faculty, I guess. What do you call them? It the Clown holes? We need to get our children used to diversity. When we come back, though, a little bit more on Ilhan Omar. You know, she talks about her country being Somalia. And she says, our nation, back home. We'll be back.
Section 2, take 5.
All right. We are live. Is that Elvis? Is he in the building?
Who to pick up from there?
That is Elvis.
Section 2, take 7.
Stuff right there.
Oh, baby, I'm gonna teach you what love's all about tonight. Trust me, honey, everything's gonna be all right.
Just grab on, hold tight.
Just do like I do. There ain't nothing to it. Listen to me, baby. Anybody can do it. All you gotta do is just
let yourself go. Elvis bringing us in. It's time for conservatives, it's time for Christians, it's time for patriots to stop backing down to the globalists and their intimidation and their threats of calling us names. Because now they want to arrest us, now they want to censor us, now they want to bankrupt us, and our bowing down and groveling to these bullies has gotten us into this position. But more and more people are just letting themselves go. You want to fight? Okay. You've got one. 90%+ of Democrats in a big national poll, this is coming up next segment, think there's going to be violence. And a lot of them want violence. Well, I don't need a Gallup poll to know that. They are existentially getting angrier and angrier. And as a group, I was sitting there this morning at about 6 a.m. drinking coffee, and I was thinking to myself, what is the most important thing I should go on air and say today? And it's just this. Democrats, as a group, have converted to evil. Democrats have decided that as a group, they're going to lie, they're going to steal, they're going to cheat. And from the top down to the bottom now, they will stage photo ops, they will stage events, they will physically attack people, they will spit in your food, they will mess with your car, they will rob you. They're criminals. And all the studies and all the statistics, the mental illness, they're physically ugly. They steal many, many more times, more often than any other group. What they are is a bunch of individuals that have no moorings. And it's really because they have low intelligence as well. They're always telling you on CNN and in the New York Times that Democrats have the most degrees and Democrats are the smartest people. And, oh, they have the most worthless degrees, but they do not have the high IQs. They do not have the wealth. They do not have the success. All the statistics show that's not the case. We can pull those up if you like, but everybody knows this. I mean, you get around Democrats, and you go to one of their events, they look like invalids. And nothing against invalids. I'm just saying the groups that are there, people that have gotten out of mental institutions, people that have been had severe head trauma, hateful people, control freaks. They crave power. They crave control over the language. And they target the children because they're bullies and they can't get anybody else to do what they want, so they want to target the children and people that are in closed bubbles like universities or leftist cities, and they expand out from there. And they crave power over what you're doing and the power to surveil you. The only way they could destroy the nuclear family, the only way they could break down a Christian Western society, the only way they could conquer us is by corrupting us and then setting up systems where we're surveilled and controlled with cashless societies, with big tech. And look what's in the news today. Chilling information I probably should have led the broadcast with. Facebook and Google track what porn you're watching, even when you're incognito, even when you're using a virtual browser, even when you're using another server. They work with all the big porn sites, all the big dating sites, all Uber, Airbnb. It's all nexused in. Google and Facebook are the worst, just like was testified to in Congress. And they know who your girlfriend is. They know who your boyfriend is. They know what type of toilet paper you use. They know what drugs you're on. They know how much pot you smoke. They know what your heartbeat is resting and when you're sleeping, because the phone is tracking all that. They know how fast you're driving. They know what you bought at the grocery store. They know when you climaxed watching pornography. They know how many times you have sex with your wife or your husband. And they can plant whatever they want on your computers, and they will, and they do. Facebook and Google track what porn you're watching, Business Insider, even when you're incognito. Porn sites are riddled with web trackers, including from Google, Facebook, and Oracle, according to researchers at Microsoft, Carnegie Mellon, and the University of Pennsylvania. That's hilarious. Researchers at Microsoft. It's like Satan telling you what Baphomet did. More than 22,000 porn sites were analyzed, of which 74% were found to contain Google trackers. Oracle had trackers on 24 and Facebook on 10. Google and Facebook said data from these trackers was not used to build marketing profiles. Sure it wasn't. You know that's a lie. Zuckerberg says so. And it just goes on from there. Here's another one. Report: viral face app now owns rights to 150 million users. That's right. You do that face app that makes you age. We did a joke of that on Infowars.com in an ad for the Betsy Ross flag. And when you're doing it, it says in the terms of service, buried 20 pages down, that they now own your likeness and that you agree and that they're an ad agency and that they may not let you even use your image in the future. You know, for about 46 years, everyone born in the U.S. and Europe has their blood taken and it's put into a global database, and then companies test your blood and they find original proteins and things, and they go and they patent it. They go and register it. So when you later go to get a genetic test done or genetic treatment, they come to you and they say, yeah, that'll be $1 million because we own your blood. Now, I told people this 20 years ago. It's now been mainstream news. See how that works? And of course, that's criminal. That's fraud. They're preying on young people. Most of these folks doing this are too young to go into a contract. If a contract's fraudulent, then it's not executable. But no, but people aren't going to fight this. And then, of course, oh, what's in the news? Guess who's buying the database? This government and other governments. Army goggles will feature face recognition tech very soon. And they now have bullets, 50 caliber bullets that can shoot around corners. They've had this for a while, but they declassified it 3 years ago, that actually are targeted with a facial recognition. And then once it imprints on you, well, it's like that Tom Selleck movie, Runaway, where the bullets shoot around corners. Well, they have those. They have those. And so just thought you might want to know. When we come back, Jake Tapper is a big, fat, juicy rat that left the sinking Hillary ship. We'll tell you how he's exiting the ship when we return. And then more universities are joining Colorado State saying, do not say Americans or America, it's hateful. That's right. They're not an evil cult or anything. They're not dangerous. These people need to be submitted to. Cocked and ready to rock, ladies and gentlemen. And I've got so much to get to here. And I'm going to open the phones up on this Friday edition, and I'm going to tell you about Codenamed Evergreen and Jake Tapper, a big, fat, juicy rat leaving the Clinton sinking ship. And let me tell you, watching those mastheads go under metaphysically is going to be cigar and champagne time, and I might smoke one cigar a year. I'm going to smoke a big old fat juicy stogie. I smoked one with Robert Barnes about a month ago, and I've been wanting one ever since. So good. Oh, excuse me. But I'm going to have a glass of champagne, and I'm going to have a cigar. But first, the big threat. We aired a lot of the testimony yesterday. I think I'm going to come up here. I'm going to come up here early on Sunday. And I'm going to do a commercial-free two-hour live transmission with most of his testimony. Robert Epstein, the computer science expert, psychologist, who had his big team go over how Google's stealing the election. But this is so important that one of our own crew, Harrison Smith, put a short 2-minute boil down together. And I said, Harrison, great job, but you got happy music on this, like it's Clown World. This is like, we need Imperial Battle March or something from Star Wars on this. I mean, this is like, or air raid sirens or marching troops and barking German shepherds. I mean, this is stealing the election without a shot being fired. This is conquering the country. And so he did put that together, so I appreciate that. Here is the serious version of social media is secretly manipulating tens of millions of voters and set to steal the 2020 election. Now, here it is.
Google's manipulation of votes gave at least 2.6 million additional votes to Hillary Clinton in the year 2016. Is that correct?
2.6 million is a rock bottom minimum. The range is between 2.6 and 10.4 million votes, depending on how aggressive they were in using the techniques that I've been studying. They control these, and no one can counteract them. These are not competitive. These are tools that they have at their disposal exclusively.
Your testimony is that Google is, through bias in search results, manipulating voters in a way they're not aware of.
On a massive scale, in 2020, if all these companies are supporting the same candidate, there are 15 million votes on the line that can be shifted without people's knowledge and without leaving a paper trail for authorities to trace. Without monitoring systems in place, we'll never know what these companies are doing. And in 2020, you can bet that all of these companies are going to go all out. And the methods that they're using are invisible. They're subliminal. They're more powerful than most any effects I've ever seen in the behavioral sciences, and I've been in the behavioral sciences for almost 40 years.
A handful of Silicon Valley billionaires and giant corporations are able to spend millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars, collectively, massively influencing the results of elections.
Senator, with respect, I must correct you.
Please.
If Mark Zuckerberg chooses to send out a go vote reminder just to Democrats on election day, that doesn't cost him a dime.
There you go. And that's how it works. Bingo. And you've got all the Democratic Party machines caught on video in Arkansas and caught in Texas and caught in California and caught in New York and caught in New Jersey and caught in Florida. All on undercover video by Veritas and other groups. What an awesome job. In 2016, 2018, going, yeah, we go pick up all the homeless, the illegal aliens. You know, the illegal aliens are better because they're not alcoholics as bad. And we have to give the homeless whiskey and beer, and then they vomit in the back of the bus. But our job is to get them each to vote 10 times. And we'll get each illegal alien. That's what Democrats even call them, illegal aliens. We'll get them illegal aliens and we'll get them homeless to vote 10 times apiece. That's our job. Larry Nichols used to organize that in Arkansas for Bill Clinton. He ran over 100 teams across the state with homeless. And they just would go to the rolls of the obituaries. They paid private companies to categorize who was dead, but then check it on the roll. And then they got computers involved. And that's all they do. They just go into precincts. They're Democrat controlled. They go, and, you know, some dude named Sanchez, you know, comes in and votes for some guy named Walter Johnson who's been dead for 5 years. Oh, and what happened? They just sued Judicial Watch. It took them 2 years. They just found out in California, millions, almost 2 million votes. Just last week, they learned from 2016, it's taken years to get this, were dead people. That's right. Millions of dead people voting in this country. It's hilarious, isn't it? Oh, but they're not going to have illegal aliens vote. That's a right-wing lie. Now they're publicly legalizing illegal aliens voting all across the country in Democrat cities. It's the official Democrat policy to let them vote. If you went to Mexico or anywhere else and said, oh, I'm living in the U.S., but I'm here to vote, they'd laugh at you. If you tried to vote, the police would kick your ass. Guaranteed, you'd get your ass kicked. Because you're trying to usurp someone. You're coming into their country to steal their birthright while they pay taxes, and you're saying, I'm gonna run your life. Oh, the Mexicans, they're barbarous. Well, you know what? I'll take barbarous and old-fashioned over having our gelded population today that's been castrated. I'm sick of this crap. I told you I'd get into Clinton, but I'm going to do it next hour. I'm not cliffhangering you. I just want to get into this properly because the rat's leaving the sinking ships here. And Jake Tapper has now commented on it. Lord Tapper. So they're all making their way towards the exits. Please don't forget. They did it. I didn't eat lunch yesterday. And then they went and got one of my fast food indulgences that I don't eat a lot of fast food. But they got me a big order of tendies from Popeyes. And I ate the whole thing. And I still stayed up here for a few hours, but I was in a coma. And I didn't cut the new ads. I just won't do it. So, I'm just plugging. Can we check InfoWarsStore.com? What does it say on there? Is the 1776 special still going? Because I haven't come up with new ones or shot new ads for them. I did shoot a new ad right before the show today. But that's for the Betsy Ross flags. We have new versions of that, new designer versions in navy blue and white. These colors don't run. And on the back, America's back, InfoWars.com. And we have the new 1776 Don't Tread on Me American flag, modern flag, and Betsy Ross flag variants with the snake on it saying Don't Tread on Me. And on the back, America's back, InfoWars.com. And again, the crazy part about this is we were to come up with new shirts over a week ago because they were limited edition. And I said, I want a Gadsden snake on the flag. And I want Don't Tread on Me. And then we see Chris Pratt on TV wearing the exact same shirt. But it's just common sense. They're trying to get rid of the American flag, saying you can't have it. It's evil. Don't even say American. Now in places like Berkeley and in places like Denver, this cult means business. And they've got our kids. They're brainwashing people. And so you just wear a flag now and throw it in their face and let them know they're not going to do this. They're not going to dominate us. But we knew the flag and our language and saying we can't even have a country. We knew that's where they were coming next. Remember, Trump's bad. He says nationalism's good. That's evil. It's because they're globalists. They're conquering the country. They want you to hate your own birthright, hate your own Bill of Rights, hate your own freedom. So they can usurp it with globalism, corporate fascism. So, there are now six different variants of Betsy Ross flag shirts at InfoWarsStore.com. The two Don't Tread on Me, and the four Betsy Ross styles with 1776 worldwide, and these colors don't run. So again, the last one was limited edition. These are different, different designs. Are they better than the last? I don't know. I kind of think so, but I don't know. It's six one way, half a dozen the other. They're all excellent, and they're at InfoWarsStore.com, and it's a revolutionary act to tell the truth in a 1984 scenario. And I knew the left hated America a decade ago, but just the last few years, you go out, and when they start yelling at me in the street, and I go, I love America. America's a great country. They go, no! Ah! It's like saying, in the name of Jesus Christ, Satan out of the body. It's like an exorcism. They just go, ah! The American flag, especially the Betsy Ross one, or Don't Tread on Me, is like Count Dracula getting hauled out of his crypt at high noon and looking up at that big old yellow sun in the sky. So get them at InfoWarsStore.com, and it helps fund this operation, a total 360 win. And you know I love those.
The answer. The answer to 1984 is 1776. Woo! You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Listen to that guitar. You know, I'm not name dropping, but Robert Plant lived in Austin about 8 years. And I had no idea that for the first few years of it, his house was 100 yards from our old offices on Mary Street. He bought an old church. And I remember growing up hearing Christians, you know, say, oh, Led Zeppelin, they're devil worshipers. And it's true. Jimmy Page was in the occult and did buy Aleister Crowley's castle. And then that's when Robert Plant's son died. And let me tell you, Robert Plant got out of the occult, which you were never really into, real fast. Turn us up just a little bit. But I always heard Robert Plant gets infuriated if they say this song is to Satan. It's the opposite. It's against the devil and people that care and sell out. So just powerful words. Listen to this right here. And I had a chance to talk to Plant myself. He confirmed that. Here it is. You're like listening to Led Zeppelin driving to work. He lives 100 yards from your office. There was a lady who shines white in lights. Yeah, folks figured out he lived on Mary Street. He had to move. Then he moved out to Lake Travis. And then he left Austin. Gone. But see, the Christians, the main linemans will tell you, you're a devil if you listen to music. But they're not out there at abortion clinics. You know, Trump gets mad and says they want to ruin the GD economy. Everybody goes, you took the Lord's name in vain. You know? But God judges the heart. I'm not authorizing sin. I'm saying people that point at Trump and say, I don't like the fact you did that. Well, what are you doing to fight evil? What about the beam in your eye? I get under Leviticus in the Old Testament, you could have an old Jewish expansion of you're not even supposed to write the name God. You're not even supposed to say God's name unless you're a high priest. So that's where all that comes from. But God judges the heart. Like when I've said before, I hope Hillary Clinton is damned to hell. And I don't want to wish bad on people. And it's not good luck. That is, but I admit it. I mean, I'm not a hypocrite. I'll tell you that I would love to see her. I hope God does send her to hell. That's not taking the Lord's name in vain. In the ancient Hebrew and all that, people would use different gods' names, invoking them for their own selves. But that's a form of Jewish mysticism and magic and Kabbalah from the Temple of Solomon that came later. And so people don't even know what taking the Lord's name in vain is because they listen to some midget-brained preacher who isn't going to fight the New World Order, isn't going to fight the world government, who isn't going to tell you don't take Elon Musk's brain chip. Oh, no, he'll just glitter bug up there and say, yep, you're a sinner because you thought your wife's sister's good looking. You're a devil to make you feel like you're bad and a sinner so you won't go out and do any good. Or I heard that, Mr. President. So the Democrats are now using it everywhere. Oh, he said GD. He's a hypocrite. Christians are learning. Trump's never been a hypocrite about using cuss words and stuff if he wants to use them. And I'll just tell you, I go off of God-fearing. And by that, I have a conscience, I have a soul, I can feel God's presence in the universe as anybody that's dialed in can. And when I say GD Hillary Clinton to hell, I won't offend you, but I say it in my home. I feel good. I feel, I saw taking God's name in vain. I hope he does send her to hell. And that's what Trump means too. He goes, they'll ruin the GD economy. They'll damn the economy. It's the heart that God judges. King David sent his best friend off to be murdered in a frontline suicide mission because he was overcome with lust for his wife. Now, later he really repented and felt horrible, and God judged his heart and said, you are a man after my own heart. God made us like this with all this passion and all this power. And these evil, demonic preachers try to teach you not to use the power God gave you. God knows we're sinners and not perfect. We get energized with power. We're going to go off the rails sometime. But that doesn't matter. What matters is the heart and being willing to stand up against evil.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Baby, I'm going to teach you what love's all about tonight. Trust me, honey, everything's gonna be all right. Just do like I do, there ain't nothing to it. Listen to me, baby, and what I can do it. All you gotta do is just let yourself go. Now, baby, don't be afraid, just relax and take it real slow. You ain't got no place to go. Just put your arms around me real tight. Enjoy yourself, baby. Don't fight it. All you gotta do is just
let yourself go. Let's go, let's go, let's go! Woo! All right, let's get serious here. That's the evil Elvis bringing us in. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Those are the forbidden information. All right. I am overloaded with info. And next segment, I will get into the huge Hillary news that's so massive. But this segment, I'm going to be a good person, and I'm going to do my best job just reading these headlines. Some I've already hit, some I haven't, but I just have to do this. Because I want people to get an idea of what we're seeing every day and what's on Infowars.com and Newswars.com and DrudgeReport.com and all the rest of the sites that I look at constantly. Trump is nominating Justice Scalia's son for a big job. President confirmed nomination yesterday. He's going to bring him up for the labor secretary. Abortion Barbie Wendy Davis, another Beto type creature, will run for Congress against pro-life Texas congressman. Oh, by the way, Beto O'Rourke is now polling at zero nationally. He is a mindless, fake liar that says the world's ending in 12 years. And when he was in New Hampshire, you got to love these straight shooting Yankees. They just go, who are you, you silver spoon turd? And again, it'd be okay if his family's ultra rich and his father-in-law is worth $28.9 billion and his wife's worth $2 billion. But they're carpetbaggers that came down to feed on Mexicans in South Texas and run all sorts of exploitation on people. Okay? And it gets worse than that. Beto O'Rourke is involved with the caravans and all these scams. And he's just a horrible person. He's also extremely stupid. But it just shows how he's the flavor of the month, man. How they built him up like God. Like God. But guess what? His stupid stickers are getting taken off everybody's cars now. And I'm telling you, half the time somebody's in the fast lane, driving 55 and a 75, there's a Beto O'Rourke sticker on the back. These people are stupid. Who would buy into crap like this? Hey, Beto, a little newsflash. Not even Democrats like somebody going and campaigning in Mexico for the election in the U.S. I mean, can you imagine if Mexicans came up here to campaign for stuff in Mexico? I mean, it's insane. So here he is in New Hampshire, and they're like, who are you? And Beto, you know, spazzes out and laughs at it. You know, apologizes for being white or whatever. Here it is.
Did you grow up with a silver spoon in your mouth? I mean, who are you?
Yeah.
I don't know who you are.
Great.
Oh, he's such a fake, man. And he always makes this move like a dog that's crapped on the floor, like got into the groceries and ate him. You know, when you come home, the dog's like on the couch going, and it kind of wobbles back and like tries to hide. He just constantly does that. Like, I wouldn't buy a car from that guy. I mean, if I was in a restaurant and saw that guy and that look, I'd say that guy's either a child molester or a pervert or something. I mean, he just looks like a child molester serial killer. Oh, well, let's just not go there, but just these people are all deranged lunatics. Okay, I'm sorry. I've already digressed. Okay, let's continue. Let's get into some Ilhan Omar news. In fact, I didn't get to this last hour. Can we play the clip of her talking about her homeland? Talking about our nation back home. You know, when the Italians or the Irish or people from other African countries get here or people from Asia, they say, I'm an American now. I want to be an American. I'm here. I mean, if I moved to New Zealand and I pulled up stakes, I'd come there and I'd say, what's your customs? What's your food? What are your sayings? I'm going to go native. But no, these people want to be their own group because they're here to exploit. So here she is.
In 2016, it's election cycle, and you guys have the ability to make an impact on where our nation is headed, not only here in the United States, but even in our nation back home.
This is the woman then that says Black Hawk Down were terrorists, though they were trying to help a UN food mission and that Somalis were attacking the UN food. Oh, here's a bunch of free food. Oh, we're going to blow up your convoys and steal it all. And remember the clip of her a few days ago? I don't like how they say, when they say America, they go, America. They have pride in that stinking filth hole. In fact, before we get to that clip, let's play from a documentary. There's hours of this. Somalis in Minnesota. These are her. These are Ilhan Omar's constituents. In her district in Minnesota, and every person the film crew talked to said, I don't want to be here. I want to be back in Somalia because I will live under Sharia law. Here it is.
This is the Cedar Riverside neighborhood of Minneapolis. It's known for the University of Minnesota, phenomenal ethnic food, and the export of American fighters to the terrorist groups ISIS and Al-Shabaab. In fact, it's reported that dozens of young Muslims from this community have gone to fight for these organizations. So we hit the street to find out what is going on.
Is it easy to be Muslim in America? Or is it hard?
It's easy to be Muslim.
It's easy to be Muslim.
Yeah.
Nobody gives you problems?
No, it's no problem.
And you go to school here, obviously?
Yeah.
And the kids, are they good to you? Are they nice to you? Is it tough?
Oh, yeah. It's not tough.
All right, let's hit pause. So he goes through in the documentary, and I'll tell you the name of it in a moment, and shows are not being abused. It's nice, you know, whatever, but they want us to live under Sharia law. Everybody talks to. And then they want to go back to Somalia. And so that's all Trump's saying is, if you don't want to be here and you want us to live like you're living, and you don't want the schools to have pork just because you don't want to look at it, and no, we're not going to conform to your way of life. We are not going to do it. Here's the report.
We want to attack her.
Yeah.
If you had a choice, would you rather live here or would you rather live in the Muslim country?
I'd rather live in a Muslim country with my people.
Would you prefer to live in America or prefer to live in Somalia?
For me, I think it's Somalia.
Yeah. You'd prefer to live in Saudi Arabia?
Yeah.
Would you rather live in America or live in Somalia?
I would rather live in Somalia.
I'm not Americanized. I just speak fluent, and I'm, you know what I mean? I'm articulate, and I can articulate what I'm trying to say, you know what I mean? That's about it. But other than that, I mean, as far as my culture and my preferences and everything, it's still Somalia, you know what I mean?
Even though here you have all the freedom and stuff like that?
And even though I have all the freedom.
I think life might be better in Somalia than here.
Because now you have the freedom of it, of practicing your religion while working and doing your other things.
And when we come back, we're going to have Ilhan Omar going, America, you know, these Americans, they like to say it like they like it. Because if there's one thing about Somalis, man, they are arrogant, boy. I watched the whole documentary put out by Ami Horowitz, and it's just, I mean, you can see the guys' faces. They are so damn arrogant. They got that rock star arrogance. It's so sickening. Just like, not a care. Just like, I am the ruler. Because in Somalia, they rule the blacks. They're quote African, but man, they are the slave gods, the slave masters. And they're going to show you how to bow down.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut
him
down.
So, Trump's a Nazi. The Border Patrol are Nazis. We're killing children. They're concentration camps. Black Hawk Down were terrorists. Trying to support UN aid vehicles bringing food. And Ilhan Omar, though, was talking about when Americans talk about America, they go, America. And then she starts laughing. It's so funny. A country that would take somebody in, welfare her whole life since she was a kid here, marries her brother, runs all sorts of scams, tax fraud scams. She's pled guilty to everything. She gets elected by a bunch of starry-eyed, crazy-ass Minnesotans. And then she just uses everybody like their birdcage liner. And again, just listen to her arrogance when she talks. When they talk about America, they go, America. It's called Merca. Merca. Here it is.
Is that you don't say America with an intensity. You don't say England with an intensity. You know, you don't say... Is that you don't say America with an intensity. You don't say England with an intensity. You know, you don't say... Is that you don't say America with an intensity.
Now, let's play the whole two-minute clip in context, because what she's saying here is, oh, they're talking about Al-Qaeda, and they get mad at that. But then she goes in and saying, you don't say America like that. And because every time she gets asked, when she was in the state government, now the national government, decry Al-Qaeda, decry ISIS, she always goes, I will not dignify that with an answer. But she wrote letters to federal judges to get people out of jail saying, oh, they were in a good fight in ISIS, fighting oppression. That's what she wrote. And she voted against a bill blocking terrorists from life insurance. And she voted to block a bill so stepfathers, not just their fathers, but stepfathers couldn't cut 9-year-old, some of the girls were 12, cut their genitals off. I don't need to describe this for people on air, but there's a part of the female anatomy that is can trigger orgasms. There's many areas, but the point is that thank God the Muslims didn't figure out the G-spot or they'd go after that. But, I mean, this is bad, ladies and gentlemen. This is serious business, okay? This is a family show, too. This is medical, what we're talking about. They're cutting women's genitals off. And the feminists just, oh, it's just rock star. It's rock star. I told the story of I went to a little island off the coast of Mexico because it supposedly wasn't as crime-ridden. And Mexico's beautiful, great food, and great people, but I was just down there a few months ago, the day after I left Isla Mujeres, a little island. A policeman got shot and killed there. So it's about as dangerous as Chicago, but we were staying in a nice hotel, and there was a gay wedding there. Because I guess we stayed there about 5 days. And I couldn't handle it, man, watching these gay men who were all like in perfect shape and had their nails done perfectly and their hair done and their teeth perfect. They all looked like Ken Barbie dolls groveling to a bunch of African Muslims. And by African, they were Arabs, but they were slaver types. And I'm sitting there knowing the whole history of this, and these gay guys would come up at the tables at dinner or at lunch or at breakfast and just go, oh, hi, how are you doing? And the Muslims just go, ugh, ugh. And they go, ugh. But then if they know who I was, they were like, oh, my God, it's Alex Jones. Ooh, ooh. And I'd be sitting there with a pina colada and my kids swimming, and there's these gay guys and all their girlfriends, all the fag hags out there with them. And I'm not being mean to gay people. That's the term they call it, fag hags. Okay? Everybody knows it. And so they're all out there with the fag hags and all the rest of it, pointing at me because I'm the big monster, and they're worshiping the Muslims. They're absolutely worshiping them. And the Muslims were wearing the hijabs. Some of these women had their faces almost covered up. It was right down to here. It's kind of in between hijab and the beekeeper suit. And I'm not kissing the Muslims' asses. And the Muslims are smart. They were dialed in. They knew who I was. They were looking at me, and I was looking at them. I mean, I'm not kissing their ass. And then, but then the gays, it was just, they'd come and sit down next to the Muslims. The Muslims would be like, ugh. They'd get up and go to another table. So whatever it was with the Muslims, there was about 100 Muslims in the hotel. It wasn't that big of a hotel. And there was about 150 gay dudes in there. And they're fag hags. And then very few families. It was just a beautiful place. And I'm just sitting there going, what in the hell is going on here? Because let me tell you, I don't care. I fly commercial. I sit down. The Democrats are trying to spit at me. I don't care if the brainwashed gay guys who I have nothing against and have nothing against those women, any of them. I'm the devil, though. See, I'm the Nazi. I hate them. Meanwhile, they're groveling to Muslims that I guarantee you would throw them off a cliff or stone them to death if they could. But because the left fetishizes anything that's not American, anything that's not Christian, watching those gay guys totally disconnected from reality. You know, just like you see a bunch of women going to get their nails done and they're so domesticated and we're all domesticated and people are so soft now, you wonder what would it be like in a war? And man, I was looking at all these dudes. You could tell they could probably bicycle 100 miles and run a marathon. But my God, they were just so domesticated and just groveling to these Muslim men. I should have shot video of it. Because my kids were like playing on hammocks that were over the pool. And, you know, the gay guys were like, ugh, you know, just totally disgusted with me and my family. And again, I've even had gay guys come up to me and say, screw you and F your family. Happened to Rex when we flew back from Colorado last year. I told the story. The guys had already been yelling at me on the airplane. And these were big guys from the snowboarding championship they were having out in Colorado. And we're getting our bags. They walk over and they go, F you. I said, okay, whatever. Yeah, F you, you homophobe. And I'm just like, well, actually, you're the one obsessed with what you do with your ding-dong. So just leave me alone. So they followed Rex out as he already got his bags and said, you want to fight? He was 14 then. He's 16 now. That was almost 2 years ago. You want to fight? Like 6'1", 240-pound gay dudes who were like royalty because they're gay. And damn it, you're a Nazi, so get out of my way. And I'm like, you're crazy, man. Absolutely crazy. So they have converted the left, not just people that are gay, into crazed, insane, frothing idiocy. And I just can't take it anymore. They're playing a video. It was like, move, I'm gay. They're like throwing things in the office. This is the left in general, though. They just feel entitled and like this new royalty. And it's disgusting. All right, when we come back, I'll give you the big Hillary news. I'm sorry I haven't got to it yet. I will do it when we return. I'm Alex Jones. This is InfoWars. InfoWars.com, the most dreaded, hated website on the planet by criminals.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation, changing the world, relaunching the Republic, relaunching Americano, relaunching the Renaissance, and true freedom, 1776 worldwide. It's heaven and hell. All right, let me get into something. Let me get into something briefly that is so paramount that it deals with the very essence of the soul and the spark of consciousness and creation. Every study documents what we already know in our heart and minds to be true. That apathy leads to entropy, leads to collapse. And then if you don't have a purpose-driven life, you will die before your body fails. Excessive watching of television that's not interactive causes early onset of things like the neurological disorder of Alzheimer's. Everyone knows that a symptom of being old and not having an active lifestyle is that people become very rigid, very OCD, and they don't form new neural networks in the brain, and they accelerate towards their untimely demise. Apathy, most common symptom of dementia, Science Daily, distinct from depression present in nearly half of patients. This is out of the University of Exeter. Apathy is the most common neuropsychiatric symptom of dementia, with a bigger impact on the functioning than memory loss, yet is under-researched and often forgotten. And our very way of life is now sitting in front of screens, clicking on things to get dopamine rushes. And so when you go out in the real world, you don't get a dopamine rush off an owl flying over, or a hawk, or the moon, or airplanes flying in the sky like we're in a science fiction movie. We are science fiction reality. And just the magic of the universe, or what your woman is really like, or what your man is really like. And these experiences of falling off your bike, or jumping a dirt hill, or getting in a fist fight, or kissing that girl for the first time. These are deep experiences that our ancestors experienced, that are rituals within us that open up the gateways to perception in the universe. We must go through the rituals. That's why the enemy tries to domesticate people and make sure that there's no fist fighting. Instead, people just shoot each other. Because fighting is an important ritual for men. Very critical to unlock your potential. Exercise, mathematics, everything. But nobody knows how to do math anymore because we use calculators. And soon we won't know how to drive cars anymore because they're all going to be self-driving. This system is designed to dehumanize us. And the people that run it admit they're doing it to dehumanize us, because they want us out of the way so the globalists can control the future. And so they can dictate the new architecture. And so instead of just physically killing us right away, they kill our intellect. They kill our spark. They kill that which makes us higher than the animals, that we can control our own environments, and that we can control our own destinies to a certain extent, and that we can envision things and then build those things. That we're master builders. And it's that great understanding of not just having a purpose-driven life of the leftists who want to control people so they have limited intellect and longevity, but still better than a zombie, because they have a will of evil, a operating system of control. But when you dial into the universe and the mystic secrets and all the magic and the real potential and the ancestral memories and the ancestral will that is, again, electromagnetic, electrochemical, from you to your most ancient ancestor, is an unbroken electromagnetic chain of genetic information that operates as an antenna to receive and transmit as a transceiver into higher dimensions. This has all been proven scientifically. And the enemy can't stand it when I get on air, because I already know all their equations, their operations. And then, of course, later I can go out and research, and they've written and said exactly this, but in their more secretive reports. So I'm. Let me just tell you, I'm giving you the big enchilada, okay? Oh, we're real. Oh, we're eternal. And they don't want you to know that because you're awesome. And they want to lead you with them into their creation. That is a leaking, stinking hellhole. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It's all in plain view, people. I'm going to go with the God that made me and gave me everything I am. So beautiful, so strong, instead of the weak, stinking servants of evil that bow to their God, Hillary. Of course she's ugly. Of course she's fallen. Of course she's wicked. You pull up my favorite photo of her, where she's showing a real face, where she's looking at her minion. You want to be a slave? You want your soul to be in one of those holding cells for eternity? And believe me, folks have seen them. You want to be on board that craft with those people, man. All ashamed of themselves, all alone forever. Their own private hell. Hell is the absence of God. The burning fires that mystics saw was the burning rage, contempt, and fear of vampire parasites who don't have anyone to feed on anymore, together in their rage and apathy and powerlessness that they are cut off from God. That psychically feels like burning flame, feels like being consumed. Just, well, that's where all you child molesters and devil worshipers are going. You're going into your own consciousness. You're going to be with all the devil worshipers and child molesters and demons and psychos and all, and you're going to be together just ripping each other's souls apart forever in the phantom zone. Because you chose hell. You wanted hell. God is a God of free will. And so you chose to get on your knees for the lie. To get on your knees to Satan because you were scared. Most people don't choose Satan for power. They choose it because they brush up against it and they get scared. And then the devil comes around and says, serve me. I'll protect you. I'll give you power. But you've got to hurt people before I'll do that. You've got to, what does Palpatine say to Anakin? You won't be powerful enough to defeat Obi-Wan Kenobi and Yoda until you've gone to the Jedi Temple and killed all the younglings. And he goes and kills hundreds of children. That's what they tell the Satanist. Start with your dog. Oh, you like having sex with a super hot 18-year-old? Go kill your dog. We want you to cut your dog's heart out. And then see, it just goes from there. Do what must be done, Lord Vader. Show no mercy. Kill everyone at the temple. And then there will be peace. Everything is proceeding as I have foreseen it. Stay with us. I will get to the downfall of the House of Clinton. You have my word on the other side. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news, today. Stay in attack formation. Good book tells us that vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. But if you read deeper, many a man and woman in history has been used as the implement or the engine or the device, the tool to deliver vengeance. So I always simply pray that God lead, guide, and direct me for God's will. And that whatever God's plan is, that I turn myself over to it. And that I be a vessel. Everybody else prays and asks God for stuff. My experience, you don't get things you ask for. You get what God's plan is when you supplicate yourself in the presence of God. You also need to be careful when you do ask for something, to make sure you're going to be up to it. But that's God's secret. If you really want to stand up against evil, God's going to put you through trials and tribulations to put more and more weight on you, like a power lifter meets a gymnast, so that you can take it. Because God doesn't give people anything they can't handle when they ask for it. God weakened himself into the position of a human to have the sins of the earth put upon him. And Christ at the Garden of Gethsemane was looking into the space-time continuum and saw the incredible torture, incredible pain of the skin to the bone all hanging off his back and suffocating up on the cross. But that's not what horrified Christ. It was God having to go into hell and face all of that twisted dementedness, that God had to look into that place. And that's why Jesus wept, not for the pain he was about to go through, but for all the children being tortured throughout eternity and torn limb to limb in a moment of almost guilt for God in the God's head, perfect vision, knowing that we had to be given free will, but still feeling guilty, and that so many of us have to be hurt. The Satanists always say that God's a sadist for allowing all this war and all this pain. God gave us consciousness and free will. We did all of this with a little help from another rebellious creature. And so it had to be done this way. It's the only perfect way. If you really look at it, God is perfect. And imperfection is heaven and hell and everything in between it. Because consciousness is hard. To scale the heights of the universe and to see the mind of God versus a devil worshiper torturing a toddler to death as it begs for mommy. Those are the two fulcrums. Absolute love and vision, God. Satan torturing God's embryonic creation. I choose God. It's not even a choice, is it? But people are cut off from young age to being close to God. And they don't know. And the enemy ever works to keep us from God. That's why the churches have been captured by the devil. You feel more demonic force in any of these big churches than you feel anywhere else. And that's because that's where the enemy really is. Because that's the battlefield. But I'm going to stop preaching. The end of Hillary Clinton is here. And to watch the Clinton crime machine still giving orders to the media to say that Trump's involved with Jeffrey Epstein, or to have their operatives send child porn to us in hidden code that then Democrats subpoena us for, get and find, so they can say I'm involved in child porn. No one bought that, of course. Very proud of the audience. Thank you. I knew you wouldn't buy it, but still, it's when you're in every newspaper in the country as a sending child porn to the Sandy Hook parents, your family's calling you up saying, is this true? It's not fun, but I felt good about it because it means I'm over the target. And that is one judge judges me. One judge. Only one. My judge says, I want more out of you. I want total commitment. God's got it. So I'm telling you something right now, ladies and gentlemen. It's little things like this. Let me do a Rush Limbaugh. Imitation is the most sincere form of flattery. You've seen Nancy Pelosi's daughter come out 2 weeks ago and say, this is going to get bad for our favorite people. That means Hillary, Bill, the head of Virgin, former Israeli prime minister. All of them. You see, it's a rite of passage, the things they do. They know they're being videotaped when they do it. Robert Mueller was involved. That's now coming out. You see, you got a tiger by the tail. It's plain to see. These people push and push and push. They've had all these seasons of the devil's reign. But before we go down into the Antichrist tunnel for a while, we get that big last breath, like before the battle. You get a few minutes to pat yourselves on the back and think about who you are. God's just giving us a little time to think about the world, the universe, a decade or so. Still be an incredible time coming up, but we're still going to have a time to see what it could be like if we were good people. And so, remember the head Secret Service agent, he ran foreign operations. You have domestic Secret Service, you have the Secret Service that handles when POTUS is outside CONUS, continental United States. And so what did Bongino say when the media was attacking him, saying, you're a liar, Clinton, the Clintons were never on that plane? He said, watch it, don't poke the bear. Secret Service got kicked off those flights because they wouldn't go along with it. And now what is Jake Tapper, a rat leaving the sinking ship, dude? Adam Serwer says, this is all going to get so much worse, talking about Jeffrey Epstein. And Jake Tapper says, evergreen. And all the comments get it. Evergreen, HRC code name used by Secret Service. Code much, Tapper? And I see all these articles where the left says, brace for it, brace for it. That's why they've been trying to normalize pedophilia in all these shows and movies the last few years, because they know Trump's moving against their whole network. 10 times, last time I checked, because it keeps growing, 10 times the number of arrests, indictments, convictions of pedos in the last 2.5 years, 3 years. There's Dan Bongino. Be careful, Nick. People know things not yet released publicly about your messiah, Hillary. Don't poke the bear, loser. You may not like the results. You see, there were little boys and little girls on those planes, but there were mainly little girls. And Hillary likes little girls. She likes them a lot. She likes to suck energy off of them and defile them. What is it Bill famously got recorded saying? My wife's seen more tail than a bicycle seat. Oh, she's got more girls than me. She's seen more tail than a bicycle seat. Yeah, yeah. Hillary Clinton is a Satan-worshipping pedophile on little girls. And it's all going to come out, you dirty witch. You don't have any power over me. I don't fear you at all. You're going to be sent into hell and bound for eternity. You are damned to Hades. Hope you enjoy it. I'm hanging on to God like the fall of Saigon, 1975. People hanging on to helicopter skids, man. You think I'm scared of you? I want as far away from you as possible. If that means Hillary has me killed, in my book, that's royal flush. I don't want that physically, spiritually. Gut level, I think I get to go upstairs. All I want is those combat ribbons to get before the big guy and squeak through. Because let me tell you, I'm a big old fat wicked devil. But I love God. That's why Hillary and all them hate me. I'm in my potential, I'm way more evil than they could ever be. It InfoWars. Alex Jones here. Okay, Kit Daniels always impresses me. Yeah, I know he's a smart guy. He's one of the lead writers. Really, he's pretty much the editor at InfoWars. We don't have titles around here. Paul's gotten so busy with the work he does, he still edits as well. But he, yesterday when I was getting really mad at Trump and saying, man, he shouldn't back off on the Ilhan Omar thing, he comes up and he goes, hey, you want me to write a story? And I don't tell him what to write or control what he writes. Sometimes I'm like, hey, you ought to do a story on this a couple times a week. Or hey, maybe change this, change that. I think that's not right with somebody else's story or something I've said. Sometimes I put a headline out later. I think it's wrong. Most of the time I'm correcting what I've done. Because I'm up here a lot on air and, you know, seat of my pants sometimes and I get stuff wrong. Not on purpose, but I'm hearing a rebroadcast. I'm like, that's not right. It's you know, the... You have brain hiccups, brain farts. He goes, you want me to write a story about, which means you think I'm right, about Trump actually knows what he's doing with Ilhan Omar for this reason. And I just said, whatever, kid. Still, it makes him look weak, and it's stupid, and everybody hates her. She says we're killing kids in death camps. I mean, it's just, that's why people are pissed at her. He goes, okay, I just think we should respect the president. He's proven right more often than you've even said yourself. And I said, fine, do whatever you want, Kit. And I walked off because I was in a bad mood. He just walked in and dropped this in my lap today. American Thinker is saying exactly what Kit Daniels said. So see if you can get Kit in the studio so I can talk to him next segment. Because this is probably right, because I've seen Trump do this before. When he knows somebody's about to get indicted, he'll go, oh, I don't know anything about them now. Oh, no, I'm not saying do anything to them. Because we have our petition, it's relinked up on Infowars.com, to have her criminally investigated, and then it was found she became a citizen illegally, deported, you know, married her brother, all that fraud. But that's basically the word, is that Trump doesn't want to turn her into too big a martyr. Because if it's one thing to say, hey, if you don't love it, leave it. Like, let's come in with that, Merle Haggard, if we can. That's fine. We're not making her leave. But it does sound a little authoritarian to say, you know, ship her out of the country. No. Let's keep her around running her evil mouth. Let's let this ripen a bit. And then she gets indicted, and then she gets shipped back. Because believe me, they say Trump is vindictive. No, ladies and gentlemen, he's not vindictive. He has a real sense of justice. And getting even, you know, at times Jesus said, go out and buy a sword, sell your cloak, buy a sword. And he beat bankers and Pharisees with a whip. And overturned tables and kicked people upside the head. Now, he's reportedly kicked a bunch of people's ass. But he did it because that's the time to do it in that way. But when somebody slaps you across the face, they're trying to set you up so they can put you in prison, like Mahatma Gandhi learned from Christ. He said he did. And Martin Luther King Jr. You let people beat you. You let them attack you at that key point. Just like I let leftists come up and spit on me, hit me on camera. Because I'm going to show what dogs they are. I just close my eyes and let them slap me and hit me. Because we're going to show they're the monsters. We're not going to give them what they want. But it doesn't mean if they come to my house that I don't defend myself as viciously and as violently in a controlled fashion as I can to end the threat. And if it comes to my house with guns, I kill them. Instantly. But some libtard walks over and says, I like to have sex with kids, and then slaps me in the face. They're destroying themselves in front of everyone, and I'll take a slap in the face to burn them. That's turn the other cheek. It's knowing when to hold them, knowing when to fold them, knowing when to walk away, knowing when to run.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Yeah, there's a storm loose, sirens in my head.
So I'm not saying Matt Drudge is wrong, because before I even saw his headline, Trump turns on Make America Great Again, disavows Send Her Back chant. Before I even saw that, I was kind of mad, saying, why is he backing down off this? She says we're putting people in concentration camps. She says that America sucks, that the Black Hawk Down guys were murderers when they were trying to protect the UN food convoys. They got attacked. It's disgusting. And I'm like, why is he doing that? And then Kit Daniels walks over and he goes, probably because she's under criminal investigation for tax fraud. Her campaign's under investigation for stealing money, just like AOC has been caught with multi-millions she shouldn't have. And they're just sitting back going, well, if we prosecute them, it looks like we're persecuting them. But it is the law. And the Democrats send Republicans to jail for nothing all the time. And so is it that they're getting ready with her marrying her brother and her immigration fraud and all of that to criminally indict her? And if the president is saying, yeah, ship her back, and the Justice Department starts proceedings to do that, well, it looks like he gave the order. And we know that that is a distinct possibility. So I kind of thought it was a cockamamie thing that Kit said. I mean, I'm not saying I think Kit's a cockamamie. I just thought that's too much. But American Thinker has laid it out basically how Kit laid it out to me yesterday. So we'll talk to Kit Daniels of InfoWars.com in a moment. But first, here's the president disavowing people saying ship her back.
President, if I may, when your supporters last night were chanting, send her back, why didn't you stop them? Why didn't you ask them to stop saying that?
Well, number one, I think I did. I started speaking very quickly. It really was a loud, I disagree with it, by the way, but it was quite a chant. And I felt a little bit badly about it, but I will say this, I did, and I started speaking very quickly, but it started up rather fast, as you probably noticed.
So you'll tell your supporters never to
say that? Well, I would say that. I was not happy with it. I disagree with it. But again, I didn't say that. They did, but I disagree with it.
But they were echoing what you said in your first tweet, that they need to go back.
Well, I don't think if you examine it, I don't think you'll find that, but I disagree with it.
President, if I may.
In the main, it's not like she's just a member of the Congress from Somalia. If she was pro-America, great. I'd love to have people from Somalia like that. But all she does is run it down constantly. And so, and she just says the most horrible things, and we're just supposed to sit here and put up with it. And then Trump's bad. They've said we're going to impeach this mother effer. He's killing kids. He's got them in concentration camps. She said that. And then he says, well, go back to your own crap hole country then, if ours is so bad, which is a normal response. People start saying, ship her back, ship her back. It puts us into the offensive mode. Like we're on the offense, bullying Peanut Head. And so I get why the president did it. I just don't think he had to nuance it where he's like, well, I disagree. Well, I shut them down. Should have said, hey, they're angry. They're upset. People are sick of being pushed around. Rush Limbaugh had the right response. People are sick of being told how crappy they are and how they're Nazis and how their country sucks and how the Border Patrol are killing children. It's lies. And then she's caught working with ISIS and protecting them. I mean, the woman's a criminal. Overwhelmingly. A fraud. So I agree with Drudge. I mean, I think your theory may be true. I'm not sure. I just think Trump knows she's under investigation, and he knows some nut could go after her, turning her into a victim, so he's distancing himself a bit. And, you know, he probably is smarter than me or you or I. I think your gut's probably right, because every time I think Trump's wrong, he ends up proving that he was right. But just getting back to you, Kit, here, American Thinker basically wrote in this article, the real reason why Trump distanced himself from send her back chance, and it's word for word what you basically said yesterday. I guess you never wrote the article, but just elaborate on your gut or why you think this.
Well, keep in mind, President Trump has a lot of experience now with what he can do and say, not just as Trump, but as President of the United States because of the Mueller probe. He had a lot of meetings with lawyers saying, hey, you can't say this as president because that could construe obstruction of justice and whatnot.
Or telling the Justice Department what to do, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So in this case, he's got to distance himself from what he can say publicly about it if there's going to be an ongoing investigation.
Because it'll look like impartial justice if she gets indicted for all her crimes, which are legion, if it looks like Trump, the dictator, is ordering it.
Yes, exactly. And the other thing is that from all the evidence I've seen against Omar so far, the problem that she's going to have is a lot of it is verified court documents. So that's, you know, they got the DOJ, they've got a good, they got an easy case on this one. So, of course, the only thing that they could destroy the case is if Trump talks too much about it publicly.
Well, you seem to have your ear to the ground. Is it just you and American Thinker with this theory or others?
I hadn't seen this theory too on the news too much yet. It just so happens American Thinker kind of did this article after I said it. But, I mean, once you get into the nuances of Trump as president versus Trump the personality, you start to realize, you know, there's a reason for a lot of his so-called madness. There's certain things he has to do and say that he has to do and say with the position that he's in. So people kind of tend to throw him under the bus a little bit too much, saying, oh, you know, he's abandoning his base, so on, so on. But that's not really the case here, I don't believe. I think this is a good choice by him to make sure that justice, if it's going to be applied against Omar, that he doesn't derail it.
I hear you. I don't see them ever deporting her, because even though if you become a citizen, be a fraud, you're still a citizen. It's just that we need to understand this cancer that we see from the squad, they're only a few degrees more extreme than the rest of the Democrats. They just know how to keep their mouth shut. The best cartoon was the editorial one last week. Maybe you guys can pull it up on the fly. Pelosi is laying out the cement sidewalk, the road, and here come these four freshmen running across it, messing it up with their footprints. So, and I even said that on air. I said, they're on Pelosi and the globalist road. I even said that days before. And I'm not saying they plagiarized me. It's just, this is all common sense stuff. They're building this un-American road, and then here are these women calling her a racist, bitching at her and making up all this crap, when Pelosi's the one selling and quarterbacking the whole anti-white garbage. It's like, but they're so stupid and they're so hateful and they're so racist that they don't even get that the politicians are doing it for divide and conquer cold-bloodedly. They really are racist. They really are chip on their shoulder little jerks that literally think white people, you know, have some evil operating system and we've got some master plan and we want to screw brown people over. Most of the white folks I see are just, you know, marrying and having babies with brown people. It's unbelievable garbage. And I'm sick of it. But even the Democrats have been admitting, I got some of the articles, that Trump and America won so far with a squad of four. And the fact that they're so stupid, they won't shut up. I wonder what the next chapter is going to be, Kit Daniels.
Well, going back to an earlier point you made, I don't believe she's going to get deported, because she came over to the U.S., I believe, when she was 12. Now, a lot of the evidence against her that could, you know, DOJ's looking at, was apparently stuff she may have done in like 2009 when she was around 26, I believe. So, you know, it's not so much, you know, I don't think Channing sent her back is really going to be effective in this case. I think what's going to happen is, what has she done as an American citizen that might have broke the law? So, you know, I could see this being another Al Franken scenario where you have she might have to be forced to resign, and that's the end of it.
I'll be honest, from a Machiavellian position, I hope she never resigns. This woman is just, all the polls show it,
and that's
nasty, demonic little pig.
And that's an excellent point you just made there, Alex, because the Democrats might be more interested in her resigning than the Republicans, because...
I know is Ilhan Omar is the daughter of what happens when you have two pigs have sex. You get Ilhan Omar. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show, despite big tech trying to block you from it. So I thank you for being here. And I thank you for spreading the word about the transmission.
You might like to dance. You may be the heavyweight champion of the world. You may be a socialite with a long string of pearls. But you're going to have to serve somebody.
What do you serve? That's what defines you. Everybody serves something. We're all just servants. Built by God to serve. And it's through service we find our destiny and real power. But then it's only responsibility. Great knowledge, but great responsibility.
Money, drugs at your command. Women in a cage. You may be a businessman or some high degree thief. They may call you doctor, or they may call you chief.
All right. I'm going to give the number out for people to call into the show on any of the topics, Ilhan Omar, the economy, the globalists, whatever you want to get into. The toll-free number for folks to call in on the broadcast is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. But Senator Blumenthal, Stolen Glory Blumenthal, even the New York Times admitted, said that he was spit on coming back from Vietnam, that he was a combat vet. He never left the country. he ran Toys for Tots as a way to get around the draft. This is the guy running the lawsuits for Hillary. This is the guy trying to shut down InfoWars. This guy is a monster. This guy is a real piece of work, and Trump has been exposing him. So here's Millie Weaver's report on it.
Richard Blumenthal is the Brian Williams of the Senate. Remember this?
We have learned something very important since the days that I served in Vietnam. Since the days that I served in Vietnam.
Which was shortly followed up by this.
On a few occasions, I have misspoken about my service, and I regret that.
Which kind of reminds me of this.
Two of our four helicopters were hit by ground fire, including the one I was in.
Which was shortly followed up by this.
I want to apologize. I said I was traveling in an aircraft that was hit by RPG fire. I was instead in a following aircraft.
One of these individuals pushes fake news, while the other pushes Google towards more censorship. Recently, during the Committee of the Judiciary Subcommittee on Google Censorship on Search Engines, Senator Blumenthal had this to say.
Alex Jones and others use YouTube to quote, and I'm quoting him, regurgitate demonstrably and undeniably false information. For too long, Google and its peers were, quote unquote, complacent to the threats. I respectfully suggest whatever your machines are, they're not working. Would you agree?
This Google exec doesn't look too thrilled by Blumenthal's statements and requests.
We believe that hoax videos of the kind that you reference and he had to experience have no place on any of our platforms.
That's probably because just moments before, Blumenthal dropped this little nugget.
Also, in the interest of full disclosure, I should tell you that his lawsuit against Alex Jones is one where one of my sons, my oldest son, works as a lawyer.
Wow, are we watching real-life Game of Thrones or a soap opera?
If I've said it once, I've said it 100 times. The best policies, the best laws that we make are dead letter. Unless they're effectively enforced. I say that as someone who spent most of my career.
What a monster.
Enforcement.
You lying pig.
And hey, I'm not siding with Google. I'd love to see them get justice for what they've done to conservatives and politics in their search engine results. But this moment in time might just reveal who's been pressuring Google in the first place.
For too long, Google and its peers were, quote unquote,
complacent. Oh, they admit it's him.
It is a tough computer science challenge, but we can continue.
You upload it.
Individuals will be
responsible for it. I think there is a moral imperative here, and the hourglass has run out.
Blumenthal could decide to reach across the aisle through an act of bipartisanship and help Republicans take away the Section 230 Communications Decency Act immunities from Google, making them now vulnerable to lawsuits exactly similar to those facing Alex Jones and InfoWars.
You happen to have a provision of law that dates from the inception of the internet that gives you, in my view, a very excessively broad shield of immunity.
By the way, hit pause. We're going to come back and play the rest of the report, but you have to understand something. He's threatening their immunity if they don't take me off the internet. And what they mean is, don't let other people even talk about me or put me up. He wants what Facebook is saying. He's telling billions of people around the world and 300 plus million Americans, you can't even have Alex Jones. He's mad I'm still here. Yeah, man, we're still here thanks to the audience. And we're reaching more people than ever, despite your wicked, lying, draft dodging. He says he's a commando. You ought to read the quotes from him. Even the New York Times, he was running. Back when the New York Times still did some truthful stuff, has this huge article where he says he was in combat and all this stuff. I mean, this guy is a joke, man. And he's sitting there. saying Alex Jones must be taken off the air and then lying about what I've said and done. What a dangerous person. Let's continue with Blumenthal.
The excessively broad shield of immunity. We can debate the merits of Section 230 at another time.
You're individuals will be
responsible for it.
Or Blumenthal, through another act of bipartisanship, could help regulate or split up Google for antitrust and monopolistic practices.
Has Google committed to an independent audit of how it enforces these policies, as Facebook and Twitter have promised? I think the answer is no.
Not.
By the way, back this up 10 seconds. I'm going to come back and finish this and go to your calls, but this is so critical because we never got to this the other day. Because I literally, we're in the news all the time. I can't just cover us in the news, but this is bigger than InfoWars. This is obviously everybody. We're not even part of it. We're just a pawn. Blumenthal, just a few months ago, was saying, keep Section 230, leave big tech alone. But he said, oh, the timer's up. He knows Trump is taking action. He knows the Republicans are going to take action because they're about to steal the election. He knows the EU and the CHICOMs are already regulating Google. So by our government not prohibiting foreign regulation, they've let China and everybody censor. See how that works? They go, oh, Heritage Foundation, libertarian, we can't have laws about speech for corporations. Then you let the CHICOMs run it. You need a law prohibiting the violation of our rights. Like the First Amendment is a law that protects rights. It doesn't take rights. Yeah, but now Blumenthal's like, oh, we'll take your 230. Oh, well, because he knows we're coming for him. He thinks he'll spin it all around and grab victory from the jaws of defeat. No, lizard man, you're not going to get that, you soulless chicken crap. Anytime I want. You guys don't like it, do you? Oh, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I mean, the boss. Oh, that's who's in charge. Fools. In your rebellion, you could have had the universe. Now, all you'll have is virtual reality hell. The absence of God. Richard Blumenthal, I've done a lot of studying into him because he's Hillary's agent, they admit, in the Senate. He represents Hillary. The rats leave the sinking ship as all the pedophilia is coming out, as all the blackmail is coming out. This guy who's been hanging around Washington his whole life is scared. And he and his family, you know, they think if they can mount my head, they'll have a soul. I mean, this is literally a servant of Hillary. Like, you got Jabba the Hutt, you got Salacious Crumb that sits in her lap. That's Tricky Dick Blumenthal. But you've got to read even the New York Times, because the New York Times is always would lie about WMDs, but a lot of times they had good reports. Blumenthal's words differ from his history. And it's a huge article, and it's got him saying, I was spit on when I got off the plane from Vietnam, and I was a combat captain in the Marine Corps, major battles. And there's all these quotes in his bios, and when he ran for attorney general of Connecticut, I mean, this guy is, even at, the New York Times is like, even after people tell him to stop saying he was a Marine Corps officer in combat, he won't stop saying it. We looked at his record, he got all these draft deferments, and then was put in a special unit for rich kids in D.C., where he ran Toys for Tots. Toys for Tots. I'm going to go to your phone calls, but It is a pleasure to be persecuted by scum like this. I mean, let me tell you something right now. I don't want to be some chicken neck soulless skexy like this guy. Please, God, thank you that I am not Dick Blumenthal, Lord, who is literally the groom of the stool for Hillary Clinton. He goes around and just reportedly like, yes, master. And she's like, you dick, huh? You'll do what I say. And I'll just turn it. Hillary, too, like, I was shot down in combat in Serbia, Brian Williams style. Just a pack of scum. They couldn't fight their way out of a wet paper bag. That's why they're so obsessed with killing unborn babies and born babies, because they're ghouls, they're devils, they're fallen, they're trash, they're jokes. And killing a real boy will never make you a man, Blumenthal. You'll always be trash. You'll always be filth. Like your God, Hillary, that's getting ready to fall. Yes, you feel fear now. Because the sun is rising. I'm sorry. Let's go ahead and go to the rest of Millie Weaver's report that's up on Infowars.com. I'm sure you want to share it. Richard Blumenthal is the Brian Williams of the Senate. Here it is.
Committed to an independent audit of how it enforces these policies, as Facebook and Twitter have promised. I think the answer is no.
Not along the lines of what exactly you're referencing, I think, but we do.
The answer is no. Why not?
You're individuals will be
responsible for it.
Or Blumenthal, with a nod and a wink, could help Google have their cake and eat it too. If they were to simply continue censoring conservatives such as Alex Jones and InfoWars off their platforms and help sway the 2020 election results towards the Democrats.
I'm looking for a commitment that you'll do better machines, or you'll have different ways of detecting and different ways of enforcing. But again, not just guidelines or policies, but actually investing in what's needed to make these policies and guidelines real.
Senator, you absolutely have our commitment.
There is a lot at stake in this very moment. You can even see it on this Google exec's face. Blumenthal knows he has a lot of power, and he's flaunting it. Meanwhile, Alex Jones and InfoWars are caught in the middle as a bargaining chip in the balance of the future of free speech.
All I can tell you is we don't want those kinds of videos up. It's certainly not conducive to the kind of community we're looking to build at YouTube. We agree that it is a responsibility that we and all platforms have to make sure that videos like that don't appear on our system.
Wow. So what's going to happen? When will we ever find out, or will we find out, or will it be too late? There's one thing I do know for sure. If you don't support InfoWars and Alex Jones, you are letting the globalists win. So we need your help more than ever, because we don't take money from Big Pharma. We don't take money from these big corporations that could line our pockets if we just said what they wanted us to say. No, we are listener supported, and we will never be anything but listener supported. We will not sell out. So please support our integrity as journalists by going to InfoWarsStore.com and helping continue to fuel our efforts in this battle against the globalists and against these tyrants. This is Millie Weaver signing off.
I will not allow anyone to take a few misplaced words and impugn my record of service.
Listen, I knew that he said he was a combat vet and all this stuff. When I read all the quotes, again, in the New York Times article, well, I heard a super PAC's going to run ads even outside of the campaign year in Connecticut about this. That's what I heard. I heard like $1 million or something's going to get spent on it. All about his stolen glory, where he says he was spit on when he got off the C-130. I served in the Vietnam era. I'm a combat. I mean, it's all just, this guy's an incredible liar. So hope he enjoys it. And then he's up there lying, like, he's harassing the families. He's currently doing this and that. And they're like, we'll shut him down, sir. We'll just lying to everyone. It's what these liars do. We're going to go to break, come back, take calls. I'll do about 15 minutes the next hour, then Baggins will take over, because I'm going to go to Jim and Johnny and Aaron and Kevin and Floyd and Ray and Rob and Hatman and Chris and others. So start your engines. I didn't even plug last hour. I keep forgetting. For 3 days, I keep saying, it's the last day of the 1776 worldwide special, one of the biggest sales ever, 75 to 25% off. A bunch of these are lost leaders. But folks love these mega sales. And 1776 on all apparel. Well, I cut one new ad this morning for the Betsy Ross flags. We have a new design in. The other sold out. This is a great new design, but I called the other a collector's edition, so it's a new design. One says 1776 worldwide, and then above it's got the Betsy Ross flag. Another says these colors don't run, but it's a new design in navy blue and white. We also have the Don't Tread on Me American flag with the snake and the flag, very popular. That funds our operation, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Then we also have just the best turmeric. If you don't know what turmeric does, learn about it. Anti-inflammatory, antioxidant. It's just, it's a miracle. I've told the story a bunch, but I don't have time to tell it. But fish oil, X2, X3, it's all massively discounted right now. And when I end this broadcast in about 30 minutes and other folks take over, I'm going in there to cut the new ads and the new specials. I've been so busy, I haven't come up with the new specials yet. But so this is it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Thank you for shopping and getting great products and funding this operation and putting your thumb right in the eye of Blumenthal and Hillary and all these other sinking ship losers. Oh, this is a good Ted Nugent song. I'm going to have to cut it off because I got to get back live and take calls.
Never have I turned on you when you look too good to me. Your beady eyes like a cut me in two and I just can't let you be. But it's a free-for-all and a heart of sin. You can bet your life. Stakes are high and so am I. It's in the air tonight.
I got me a rock and roll band. It's a free-for-all. I got me 250 radio stations and a bunch of TV stations and InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and badasses like Matt Drudge linking to us and the White House listening every day. We're scaring the hell out of the globalists. And I got this awesome audience of millions of hardcore patriots of every race, color, and creed that love freedom.
Rip it out. I got me a rock and roll band. It's a free-for-all.
It's a free-for-all. Woo! Ha-ha! And their big old globalist sex op controller, Robert Mueller's sex operative, compromiser, is about to walk the plank. And the liberals, Jake Tapper, saying, get ready for Hillary to go down. Oh, yeah. She likes those little girls. So does the head of her foundation got convicted trying to ship kids out. Some were found dead. Yeah, you can't sweep that under the rug forever. Can't sweep that under the rug forever. Your religion of murdering children after they're born, defiling them. There are real demons in this world, folks. Real demons. And the future in Encyclopedia Britannica next to demon will be a picture of Hillary Clinton. Good luck, boys. Damn the maneuvers and damn the torpedoes. Go straight at them. That's my rule. I can feel your failure. I can feel you bleeding out, globalist. Right now, I feel it. Okay, we have a lot of phone lines here. Is it Jim? Is it Kevin? Is it Aaron? See, these globalists like to lean over little kids when they beg for mommy and talk to them like that. Mommy's never coming. You're going to die. So, see, I like to talk to them back the way because they're like, oh, we only talk to the children like that. Or, I came, I saw, he died. See, they don't like being talked back to. That's why I talk back to Hillary and then the way they like to talk to people and they've got them all chained up. Oh, don't worry. You're going to spend trillions of eons with everything you've done. All your crimes against children, Hillary, will be committed against you by yourself. Like a cartoon where the cartoon character's beating himself in the head with a hammer. Sorry, I'm digressing. I'm being a little metaphysical. I'm sorry. Hillary's a saint. She's a wonderful person. You heard the media. They said that I said in court, I'm an actor. None of this is real. Never said that. Of course it's all real. I'm a crazy maniac for the truth. Oh, I don't go back on any of it. Okay, so who's been home the longest? Is it Jim? Is it Aaron? Is it Kevin? When the hammer drops with Kevin in the great state of Texas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding, sir.
How you doing, Alex?
I'm doing pretty good, brother. What's on your mind?
I've been a fan for a little while, probably not nearly as long as most of your fans, but I'm definitely a fan.
We wouldn't be here without you, brother, so I'm very thankful.
My kitchen cabinet looks like a small InfoWars warehouse. So you're welcome. Your products do work. As long as you don't overdo it on iodine, you'll be good. So make sure you warn people about that.
Yeah. We're not playing games. None of these products are we're not playing games.
Yeah.
You got to be careful about Red Pill Plus too. I mean, this stuff's strong.
Well, my lesson was you can overdose on the periodic table and vitamins or, you know. But anyway, let me get to my point here. You know, this Jeffrey Epstein thing has things swirling around. And, you know, I've got a lot of channels that I watch on the Internet, different people. You know, some of them I kind of think they know what they're talking about. Others are just talking the talk. And you're pretty much always true north. And you know, I kind of listen to what people say and compare it to things you say and see the confusion. And, you know, it's frustrating because, you know, the biggest reason I'm following all this from the beginning was I want to see Hillary Clinton go to jail. But in my journey of hoping for that, you know, I learned a lot of things that I didn't know before. And as the Bible says, the rose-colored glasses are off now. And so, you know, it's not something I'm super happy about, but I want to thank you for that.
I'm glad you're Neo and I'm Morpheus, but I'm Neo, you're Morpheus, back and forth. We're all waking each other up. It's all a process. I try to be true north. I try to figure out what's happening. Sometimes I'm wrong, but over time we've got the general road this thing's going on. So we've got its target, its destination. We know where they're going. We know Jeffrey Epstein was working for intelligence agencies. He was obviously a double, triple agent. He was working with U.S. intelligence, Israeli intelligence, European intelligence groups. And he was just running a giant corruption clearinghouse, just involved in absolutely terrible things. And so it got too much for the U.S. intelligence community, whatever was going on. And we know what it was. It wasn't just raping kids. It got even worse than that. And it was a huge compromise operation. And America had a gut check the last 6-7 years and basically drafted Donald Trump to fight it. That's why central to it has been bringing down the pedophiles. And the media's like, oh, that's a hoax. Trump's not going to bring down pedophiles. And you see it all happening. So what do? Oh, Trump's a pedophile. Oh, Alex Jones is a pedophile. Senator Blumenthal found out. I mean, you know, just give me a break. Oh, Hillary's minion. Oh, Alex is into child porn. BS. And you know it. So it just all went back on them. They're totally freaked out right now. They're like, it's not working. It doesn't work anymore. Yeah, it doesn't work, chicken neck. People know who you are, okay? They're awake now. We were asleep. People are awake now. They thought they were intimidating us, Kevin. And so that's why we were groveling. No, we were asleep. Asleep at the wheel. And so now we're awake. And so it's an incredible time. But, I mean, that's pretty much what's happening with Epstein. And the Justice Department's so compromised, but Trump's got the thermonuclear codes, literally and metaphysically, and that he can destroy them anytime he wants now. It's just going to be very damaging to the economy and everybody else. But, you know, justice be done, may the heavens fall. I forget who said that. Can we look that up? So I don't want to plagiarize somebody, you know, and then give a quote like I said it. Justice be done, may the heavens fall. And so that's where we are right now. Justice be done, may the heavens fall. And I just think Trump should just let it all out and just burn these people. It's time. It's time for imprisonment. It's time for executions after juries appears. It's time for people to hang from the neck until dead.
Agree. So with that, you know, there was this theory put out in some of the many people that I listen to that this whole Jeffrey Epstein thing, really what's happening is he's just going to be put away where they can keep him quiet. And that, like, if his time were to come, you know, at the end of the sentence, that he's still alive, he just wouldn't be let free. And he was compared to someone, I forgot who the comparison was to, but basically that the whole Jeffrey Epstein thing, and some people say that, you know, a lot of the prosecutors on this case are from the left. And so the premise is...
Oh, I mean, no doubt they knew this was all coming out, so they're doing controlled demolition with these Comey people with a limited indictment to try to limit it. That's not going to work. None of this is going to work. So whatever, quote, theories you're listening to, it's normal to ask questions. And I actually think you're dead on. The good news is that Pelosi's daughter, all of them are saying, it's our favorite people. We're in trouble. Oh, my God. That's why they want a revolution. That's why they want Trump dead. That's why he's saying he's a Nazi. That's why they're using AOC and them to say all these crazy things to divert from what's about to come out. So this is the seasons of the abyss, my friend. I appreciate your call. Now, listen, Dr. Nick Begich is a great guy. Everybody that hosts the Fourth Hour knows that I commandeer it routinely. So he'll host the last 30 minutes and do a great job. I'll never get to, so I just spent 10 minutes with one caller. It was a good caller. Jim and Johnny and Aaron and Zachary and Floyd and Rob and Hatman and Chris, I will get to every last one of you, but I can only give you each 2 minutes. So you're making such great points. Just don't worry about telling me I'm great, which I don't mind. It's fine. Or plugging products. We've actually learned it's people plugging products on air that sells them because folks really how good they are. And we were in the red until they planted the child porn. And we're in the black now. Not a lot, but it's good to be in the black. It's always good. So InfoWarsStore.com, go get T-shirts, go get books. You know. But folks are like, oh, Jones claims he's under attack. Once they see that, oh, God, he is under attack. Folks, I can't tell you 10% of the attacks we're under. Believe me, if you don't want this ship to go down, pray for us, spread the word, and buy products, okay? I am literally in your hands.
The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
The poets tell. The poets tell how Pancho fell. He left his living in cheap hotels. The desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold. And so the story ends, we're told. Pancho needs your prayers, it's true. But save a few. For Lefty too, he only did what he had to do. And now
he's growing old.
Could have had him any day.
Only let him go so long.
Out of kindness, I suppose. Towns Van Zandt, what a great screenwriter of the great Texan, who now lives in Valhalla. Let's go ahead and go back to your phone calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Trump versus Omar, center back comment. We have a lot of callers here, a lot of stuff to talk about. Who's been holding the longest here? Let's go with Aaron in Alabama. Thanks for calling, Aaron. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I want to say I've been in broadcasting, or I was, for about 15 years as a programmer. And to be honest, I hadn't heard of you until about 6 months ago. And I'm very thankful that I found you. You touch on a lot of stuff that I've felt in my heart and soul for my whole life.
And well, God bless you, brother. Exactly. We're all kindred spirits.
We really are. And listen, I've got a couple of points to make. But first, I've had body pain all over my entire life. And you know the products better than anybody there, I think. What would you recommend? I mean, literally, it's joint, it's muscle, it's everything. What would you recommend to me to purchase?
You know, I think X2 or X3, because that's a building block to everything. And if you don't have that, the bad halogens take over. And I would think Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Turmeric is amazing. This is a very strong extract, one of the strongest out there, probably the strongest, but there may be one stronger, so I don't want to say the strongest. I would think Real Red Pill Plus. These are all, they've all bombarded us with synthetic hormones that mess up our body. But then if you get preglinone, in my experience, I'm no doctor. I talk to the scientist. With these other herbs like Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus, I think you should go through the products. Everybody is different, and test stuff out for yourself, and then just see what works best for you. But they're all super game changing. The best we can get, the best labs, the cleanest. Just like whatever is the most proven, the best, I go produce it. That's it. Because I'm gonna explain this again. I'm a very superstitious person. And by that, I'm God-fearing. I treat you like I want to be treated. You've got my total commitment. Anything I do, information, any of it, products is, like they went out and tested, third parties did, Alexa Pure and ProPure. They're both, some are better at this, some are better at that, but they're both, people are like, wow, we tested 30 gravity-fed filters, and you have, like, the two best. Why'd I do that? What the hell do you think I'm doing? I'm going to go out and get the... I go out and find out what is the best price for the best quality, because there's always like some space age $5,000 thing that's better. But I look at a line of like, what is the lowest price for the best benefit? And that's what I promote. So that's my advice on that. Go ahead. Sorry.
All right. Well, and I appreciate that. And I can tell just from the way you talk about the product and the things that you say, I feel like I can trust you that you kind of do things the way I do. You either do it right the first time or just don't do it. And I feel like I can trust you on your product.
Don't trust me, because here's the deal. You heard that earlier caller, and I'll hold you over. See, I'll never get to Nick Baggage, but so once you get to your news, you heard the guy go, yeah, but you better not take too much of that iodine. That's what I'm telling people, is you need to talk to a physician, you need to research, because the iodine conspiracy is everything. Most people have almost none of it. But if you've had none of it for 20 years, you take a bunch, you could have some issues. Detoxing, you name it. I mean, this stuff, this is it, man. I mean, it's dangerous. Because it's an element you've got to have, they've taken away from you. Well, what happens when you finally get it? You got to be careful.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
I want to be very clear, because a caller just brought up X2. A lot of folks take X3 because it's triiodine. It's the deep crystal source and two others, so everybody can absorb it. X2, we have to get FDA, we have to get DEA approval. It's held in a locked armed vault. Now, once it's put into the organic oil and through this patented process, then we're allowed to sell it to you. Because you can make so many things out of pure iodine, we have to jump through a lot of hoops. Because nobody else sells pure nuclear iodine. And by nuclear, it just means it's atomically pure. We do. Because nobody else wants to spend the money to actually pass DEA inspection, and have the facility, and do it. We do it. There's a facility in Utah and one in Arizona. And we just learned the globalists are obsessed with iodine, and the globalists don't want you to have pure iodine. Because, see, the FDA says take this much iodine, but it's bound, usually. So you're taking it, you're not getting it. So even though we were following what they say is the safe iodine, we lowered the amount in these, because for some people, this is real iodine. This is, like, pure. So they were going off statistics and numbers of, like, oh, iodine, take this much. That's bound iodine you don't absorb. It goes through you. This is crystal, deep earth, oil drilling stuff at 12,000 feet. And so that's why I tell you, man, take a third of the dose. Be careful. Because if you've not had this, your body will take in bromine, chloride, fluoride. There's a whole bunch of bad halogens. It'll your organs, everything operate. Your hormones are produced with halogen. And so the globalists have been targeting that with bad halogens that block it. So this is the good thing. But like anybody knows, it's like being punched, kicked in the head by a mule. It's like, oh, that's the real thing. Yeah, that's the mule. So I'm just telling people, this X2 isn't a joke. We just research what the globalists are doing. We do the opposite. But yes, everyone with X2, X3, you need to consult a physician. You need to, because you're like, oh, that's just Mother Nature. Yeah, Mother Nature. The drug companies and all the stuff they do is a counterfeit of what God's already given us, okay? So I'm going to explain it again. Without iodine, you die. The fields are depleted. Everything's depleted. Most iodine is bound to iron or copper or lead or something else. You don't get it. Pure iodine is explosive. And that on screen is pure iodine. So, yeah, be careful. Let me just tell you what happened. When I got on this stuff 7 years ago, I was swimming a mile every day, exercising, couldn't lose weight. Weight just poured off. It made me lazy. Iodine has made me lazy. And I was like, I don't want to get graphic. It's a family show, but it's medical, I'll tell you. When I didn't have good iodine, I was not impotent. But let's just say I was like, God, when I was a teenager and stuff, you know, I was well hung. When I got back on iodine, I was like, damn, wow, I remember that. Like, you know, I mean, I'm telling you, that's just a manifestation of it. Is that no wonder they're trying to keep it away from us, because it's you like vitamin C, you die without it. Oxygen, water, stuff like that. Iodine, you have to have. It's just paramount. And so that's why we sell it. That's why we've hyped it up, because it's what they don't want you to have. But yeah, if you've been off of it and not had iodine for your whole life, it's like you've ever been in a boxing ring and you get the ring with Mike Tyson. Your body's going to be like, what the hell is that? Because you've never had it. But everybody that lives by seashores, they live longer, they're healthier, they have all of it. Fertility's better. It just, iodine is the magic sauce, folks. And I'm going to stop ranting. I said I'd take a bunch of calls. I'm not doing it, am I? Aaron, though, what was your point about Trump and send them back and all this stuff? Go ahead.
All right. So people may or may not know, but Trump does not trigger people unless he's got some dirt on them. So these people should be scared. If he's calling them out like this, they really should be scared. But the whole tweet with, he said, go back to where you came from, or go back to from where you came. Everybody wants to go off. I saw Geraldo this morning saying, oh, well, you know, people like me, that's been used against me my whole life. No, you're choosing to allow that to be against you, because that's how you say that. Omar is from Minnesota. Presley's from Boston. They're all in Washington, D.C. If he was saying, go back to Minnesota, saying it to all of them, he can't say, go back to Minnesota and Boston and New York and fix your problems and then come back to Washington and tell us how to fix it. What else would he have said? It wasn't necessarily go back to your country. It was go back to where you came from.
No, I hear you, Aaron, but I don't think we have to apologize for what Trump said, because you may have read other tweets than I did. He was saying, if America sucks so bad, go back to your country of origin and fix it. But I hear what you're saying. Listen, we all love everybody that comes here that loves America. The issue is when you run it down constantly and then talk about how great your home country was, well, then go back is what Trump's saying. Thank you, Aaron. Okay, who's up next here? Let's go ahead and take a call here. Let's talk to Jim in Georgia. You say Trump's going against his base. Thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. I love your work and I love your products. I spend maybe $120 to $150 every month with you guys. I attribute those products to me recovering as I did from a stroke I had about seven months ago.
Wow. I mean, let's talk about this, because these are basic building blocks, things that other... So I'm not telling listeners to call about the products, but they're so good. I go to top producers and I go, what is the best that nobody ever had you put out to their scientists? Because these are scientists. They go, well, we'd put this out, but no one puts $30 in a bottle. And so they just can't believe that we're doing it. So tell people What, I mean, the experience, you had a stroke, what happened, what products you were taking?
Well, see, I was not managing my blood pressure. I knew it was high, but I didn't know it was that high, or I wouldn't have had the stroke. All my other numbers were perfect, but I wasn't managing blood pressure. So I take every day, I take X2, I take Secret 12 bodies big time because inflammation problems. Goodness, Silver Bullet I take every day in my water. The fish oil is great. I just really and truly have recovered phenomenally fast. I mean, I could not even move my right side of my body 7 months ago. Now I'm beating on my Century Bob, dressing him up like Antifa, getting ready for the fight, man.
Brother, that's beautiful. Keep telling people about it because people need to hear what God gave us because these are just straight, clean products and what these real things do.
That's true. That's true. Well, see, the thing is, too, I love you. I've been following you for over 10 years, and I really love you, but I do not worship you. And the same thing goes for Trump. I've been mad at you before, but and you might have been mad at me. I don't,
brother. I've been mad at myself all the time.
But Trump, we got to hold his feet to the fire, and the Overton window is moving constantly to the left, and we're all really true Americans. I mean, who know what's real, what is coming? We're sick to death. Oh my God! This narrative continually moving to the left. So, yes, I'm still upset, but yesterday I really was upset. You know, it's like a family member or something messing with you and the message and everything. So that's what I had to deal with yesterday.
No, I understand. Seeing Trump, like, we're like, fine, go back to Somalia, and they're like, well, why are we bad for saying that? We're sick of being told we're bad all day. Why do you come here to tell us we're bad? God bless you, Jim. I love you. Thanks for your support. You are funding our operation. It makes me feel so good to know that these great products help you.
Relentlessly attacking the power structure, you're listening to Alex Jones.
Here's a famous WikiLeaks from August 29th, 2009. Hillary says, with fingers crossed, the old rabbit's foot of the box in the attic, I will be sacrificing a chicken in the backyard to Moloch. Let's do a document cam shot on that. And, you know, they make jokes about that. No, she makes it all clear. It's deadly serious to her. This is what they're up to. These people are sick. Because even if you don't believe in the devil, when you're raping kids, you're compromised. Dr. Nick Begich is coming up. We're taking your phone calls right now. Let's go ahead and talk to Rob, Hatman, Chris, Floyd, Zachary. Man, there's so many calls. Who's been holding the longest? That'd be Chris in Virginia. You're on the air, and then Floyd. Go ahead. Welcome.
Yeah, full disclosure, I love Alex Jones. You put $2,000 in my pocket and put me back on the road, opened my eyes to a lot of things. The only thing I was...
What happened? Did you win a contest or something?
Yeah. Yep, I won that contest. Yep.
What was that? I'm trying to guess. I remember $2,000. Was that saying Bill Clinton's a rapist to his face?
No. It was for... on the economy, you was at one contest that you had where you had to give your statement on the economy. Well, Frank was right after me, the guy where you made the commercial about Frank.
And by the way, I did pay off on that contest, right? I do that for all the contests.
Yeah, you sure did. I was just saying, full disclosure, I just wish that you could supercharge InfoWars again to where they hate you like they did after the election, where you was going through the roof and everybody, you was getting into areas where most people couldn't get to. And that was because you was directly linked to the president. I think when you told him, when he won the election and you told him, no, sir, don't come on. I mean, I would call it a mistake, because who would want to have the president of the United States come on every month? And I believe he was loyal enough to you to come on every month.
Well, I wasn't exactly saying that. I was just saying I'm not trying to get access, because they were all listening, the agencies, and I don't want to be part of D.C. I was just simply saying I want you to be true to your mission. I don't. And Trump never offered me anything. I was saying I don't want anything. Does that make sense?
No, Yeah, it does. It makes perfect sense. I just wish you could have that direct access. It's like a sort of.
Well,
like
I mean, we do. Let me tell you, we talk to folks that talk to the president all the time. We get messages from the president. We're able to get messages from the president. I mean, believe me, the White House watches the show every day.
Yes, I believe so, because I know I watch Endgame almost every night, go to sleep with it, and I know the president has watched that, and I know there's a lot of good information that he's took out of Endgame. And not only that, other things, the clips. He came on your show. I'm pretty sure he did some research on Alex Jones before he went on your show. It's just like in that book that he had to fire Roger Stone and Manafort because they was running around D.C. telling everybody that they was going to change Trump. He was going to be 2.0 Trump. You know what I'm saying? I want Trump to be Trump, and I just think we all need to help him and support him no matter what. I know some things he may not do that we all agree with. Me personally, I can't see anything that he hasn't done that I don't.
No, I hear you, and the way the system hates him, but you're absolutely right, and that the system absolutely hates Trump, and they don't know what to do, and that shows you because he's actually the president. Before, the presidents have been puppets for a long time. God bless you, Chris. I appreciate your calls. Yeah, I don't even know what to say at this point, other than this country's in a fight, and this planet's in a fight for its very survival. Okay, who's up next here? Floyd in Virginia. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
But what I wanted to touch on was, with Ralph Northam, the governor here. I'm from Virginia here. Oh my God!
Sometime baby live, sometime baby die.
That supports this man, and we still don't understand how he was elected. That was
sometimes really, I wear blackface. Sometimes I KKK.
We have Northern Virginia, and they usually dictate to the state of Virginia because of the number of votes that are right outside of Washington D.C.
And yeah, there's always some blue city running a whole state. Isn't that sick?
It is disgusting because most of the state is red. We're Republican, but it's the big cities in Virginia, especially the ones connected to the Northern Virginia. And I only live 60 miles outside of Washington, D.C. And it just...
there's bigger populations. They run election fraud in every blue city. They've been caught everywhere.
Touches on another one of my subjects, but I really wanted to try to stick with... He's been bought by the pharmaceutical companies, and if they can make the money they're making off these baby parts from these abortion clinics in the state of Virginia, Ralph Northam, in my opinion, has been bought by the pharmaceutical companies. I mean, they're selling baby parts, and that's one of the biggest industries going in the state of Virginia to this day. It used to be tobacco. Now it's big pharmaceutical.
No, exactly. Virginia doesn't produce tobacco. It produces baby parts. We keep him comfortable. He is such a little piece of crap. Great points, Floyd. Love you. Appreciate you calling from Virginia. Just keep getting the word out, brother. We're winning. Don't worry. Zachary in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello. Thank you, Alex, for taking my call.
Thank you, sir.
I was just going to thank you for the brain force and the bodies. It's really made a difference. Also, these turbo force. It's been... really great.
How strong is Turbo Force, though?
It's just amazing. I work out in the glass business, in the commercial business, and it gives me the energy I need all day. It's just been a godsend. Turbo Force.
Well, that's what we sought. We sought to get good, clean stimulant from nature, but have it last 10 hours. and that the average person's a 10-hour, it's a good, clean burn. That's why people like it.
Yeah, it's great. I recommend it to everybody. But I just wanted to talk about the Trump disavowing us patriots.
Yeah, what did you think of that?
Well, it didn't really bother me a whole lot because, you know, I just know that Trump has a plan, truly. You know, I mean, he does everything for a reason. I think, you know, he has a plan for what he's doing here, you know, with the Jihad Squad, how he attacks people and things like that. He goes after them. I just believe he has the plan. He knows what he's doing for it. It doesn't really bother me, honestly.
I mean, so far, I've gotten mad at Trump a lot, but it always turns out good. Like, he's pulling troops out of all these countries. He's doing what he said he'd do. That's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
All right, brother. God bless you, Zachary. Listen, Johnny in Wyoming, Jameson, Hatman, and Rob, I promise you, and I respect you, and I appreciate it. In fact, if you want to give us your address, every one of them gets a free Betsy Ross Infowars.com shirt for holding an hour. But we got 30 phone lines, so this ends up happening. So I always feel guilty, but I can't get to everybody because Dr. Nick Begich of Angels Don't Play This Harp is taking over on the other side of this break. And then the War Room is coming up in 30 minutes at Infowars.com/show. But whatever you do, remember, the censors are working around the clock to stop these live feeds and articles getting out. Listeners, you're doing a great job. Just keep spreading the articles and overriding AI.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind, with Nick Begich.
And welcome back, and appreciate being here in the last half of the fourth hour. And man, so much is going on, and picking up on some of the themes of the week. Epstein, you know, that's the big one. You know, I think as far as what's coming next, you know, when does that next bag full of shoes drop? You know, the most credible stuff I've heard on this that makes me kind of wonder about it is the idea that he was an intelligence asset, you know, Acosta's rationale for him being off the hook back in 2008. And when you think about that, maybe that's the deal, you know, because our Central Intelligence Agency and Mossad and others, you know, use blackmail and extortion. Pretty, you know, generally they dig through trash to find things. And I mean, the idea of using some pervert like Epstein to film people and blackmail people and coerce people into doing things, you know, how else did he run around free for decades doing what he does? You know, I remember, and Alex will remember this too, you know, way back when we were first starting in this work 24 years ago, that the stuff you were hearing about this kind of thing was so off the wall, outrageous. Few of us talked about it, you know, because it was like too crazy, you know. And now it's not too crazy. It actually is the mainstream media news, you know, that, hey, a bunch of their buddies are about to be indicted too. That wouldn't surprise me one bit, because if they properly raided these places and they captured the film and they captured the evidence, maybe a whole bunch of people are going to go to jail on this one, and should, rightly so. And if our intelligence communities were involved in this and actually supported this and perpetrated this, regardless of what the purpose was, this is fundamentally wrong. And I hope we get to the truth of the matter at some point. I hope it's not like Watergate. You know, I remember Watergate. I was young then. It was right in the middle of my dad's disappearance. It was right before the church committee hearings, when a whole lot of things were going on in the way of corruption. And we got to see in those days, like the image behind me, for those that can see it, is the tip of the icebergs. 90% of the news never got reported in Watergate. And that's what we don't want to see happen now. You know, there's a lot of things that potentially can break in terms of the news feed, things that are important for us to understand and know. And the opportunity to do this is right now. You know, the opportunity to open the book on the corruption is right now. You know, you want to see the system change. You want to see the politics of things change. Let the evidence present itself. You know, think about what's going on in Europe right now with closed trials. What Tommy Robinson just got thrown in jail for was reporting on trials. Could you imagine in the United States, closed trials, closed hearings? And guess what? We already have them. But they're done in a way where we don't really talk about it in our media. You know, and it's these where the entire dossier that was faked by the Clinton administration and shoved into the FBI's hands and used as a pretense for the FISA courts, the secret courts, to tap a presidential candidate, you know. And this network, InfoWars and Alex Jones, were principal players in making sure all the information was getting out, continues to get out. And, you know, the walls are closing in from so many directions to try and shut this network down. And this is the critical hour, the 5 minutes to midnight moment, to stay on the air, to double down with our effort to make sure we keep a public informed for a reasonable and rational debate, not some crazy propaganda fest that we see coming from the mainstream media. And really, when you look at limiting the reporting of information and controlling the feed of information, which is really about what's going on now, it's not freedom of the press. It's control of the information and propaganda feed to push outcomes, whether they're political, commercial, religious, or otherwise. You know, using media is what is done today. Now, the problem with a lot of it is when it's controlled and manipulated by a few, then the narrative is controlled. And the narrative, you know, we hear that word a lot, but what that is in its fundamental, is about reality creation, the actual fundamental basis under which our culture, our society, the way we view government, the way we view each other, the way we view our world, are largely shaped today by the media feed. That is so different than even 10 years ago or 20 years ago or 30 years ago. You know, as we were going into the program today, and I was looking at some of my notes from past programs, I talk occasionally about my brother's, one of my brother's thesis in college was multi-generational history. You know, and I knew now, okay, my grandchild's great-great-great-grandmother, okay? Great-great-great-grandmother, not mother, not grandmother, not great-grandmother, not great-great-grandmother, but great-great-great-grandmother. And I'm healthy, and I'll see my grandchildren's children and perhaps even their children. So I'll have known seven or eight generations of my family and retain their stories and pass them on to my children and link the value systems that are multi-generational as well, something that media strips us of and tries to replace with each generation. But a certain level of multi-generational knowledge is the foundation of liberty, this foundation of freedom, the foundation of the baseline creativity that human beings were put on the planet to engage in, to be good stewards at the same time over the dominion of the earth, the planet itself, but also to be co-creators, to be inspired to do the things that make us unique. And that requires things like mathematics and music and art and literature and the things that engage us as human beings and telling a human story in not a way of being framed by the events around us, but where we individually create those events. And we do that by interacting respectfully with one another. You know, and when we see what's going on, And then we're about to see people in high places fall. You know, there's a lot of small people occupying high places, and perhaps we're about to see a few of them fall in the Epstein scandal that's unfolding. If we get to the truth and everyone survives, you know, maybe the reason the judge didn't release him wasn't because he was a threat to other young women, which I'm sure he is, but the fact that perhaps he's a threat to power structures that would prefer to see him not breathing at the moment, because Mr. Epstein, I would bet, has something to trade if they haven't found it already. But I'm sure they have. And hopefully they keep him locked up as we see what other things unfold from that investigation. And, you know, when you think about, again, this is one even the mainstream can't escape now. You know, how do you escape this one now? I just pray the AG at the national level is protected, and those people that are engaged in this investigation are fortified and ready to break the truth to a nation that needs it. This is Dr. Nick Begich on the InfoWars, and we're going into the break. Stand by for these messages.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Nick Begich.
And welcome back. You know, I appreciate the time here in this last few minutes of the fourth hour on this Friday afternoon. You know, as I think about the last segment, I think about, again, this multi-generational memory and the value of it. And values themselves as we transmit them, you know, through the generations, hopefully intact. And then layering on that are our life experiences. And I've had a lot of very life experiences. Many people do, as all of us do, you know, and also made it sort of my life thing to learn, to learn and to share what I know. In fact, I know my significant other, you know, my fiance, you know, I read all the time, and he's like sometimes aggravated a little bit by that, you know, because I draw my attention into what I'm reading so much of the time. And you know, a lot of it is a pretty negative news feed, you know, as I discuss it with you and with people close to me, you know, in terms of what we're getting from the mainstream media. And it's hard to kind of get on top of that, to not let that drive us, you know, in the way that so much of the media does, to inflame the left and inflame the right and create this division, this tribalism that many of the hosts on InfoWars talk about, that really separates us. It creates a breakdown in culture. In fact, is the biggest racism of all is this idea of dividing us into these little subgroups as Americans, when that's not what we are at all. The idea of a melting pot, I think most of us embrace that, you know, at least those of us who arrived by the means of immigration through our heritage, through our families, through our multi-generational histories. But I think, again, where most of us are today is, please come through the front door, you know, do it the right way in the appropriate manner. And, you know, we need people in this country that are willing to work hard and have an opportunity. But at the same time, we need a front door policy, not a back door policy that every few decades, and we've done this. We did this back in the last century a couple of times. We forgive the illegal immigration and grant everyone citizenship. And so that encourages, you know, another wave of that, another, again, multi-generational memory. You go enough time, people forget it. We even did it before. And then we do it again. And it's a big controversy, a lot of energy. And then we do it again. You know, it's like, hey, how about creating a system that actually works instead of one that's broken? You know, and then blaming the other guy to create this unreasonable and irrational division, which is now hijacked the Democratic Party in a way where their central theme is to deal with non-citizens. Isn't that the weirdest thing you've ever heard of as a main theme for a political party in America is to not be worried about any Americans as your main theme, but everyone who got here illegally. Now that's, you know, that's just, that's not racist. It's just fundamentally wrong to be focused as your main issue. And I would say the racism is on the other foot to create this much division over an illegal community of people entering our country. That's really the issue. You know, but people hijack that issue and call it something else. It's, you know, it's kind of the famous way of, you don't like those words, give it some new ones. You know, you don't like the word bribery and corruption, so we have committee and campaign contribution. You know, I mean, the same outcome, right? I mean, access, influence, outcomes, you know, but different set of words make us feel better about it. Feel better about the idea that our process is regulated by committees. Come on, give me a break. You know, just give it a new word, give it a new spin, and then we don't feel like, well, it's not a brown paper bag full of $100 bills. No, but what's the difference? You don't have the access. You don't have the ability to influence outcomes unless you're running the money through the committee or in some parts of the world carrying it around in the bag, you know? And so we rationalize all this behavior. But it's still bad behavior with just a new package, you know, no, to repackage the bad behavior. Pelosi even uses that word, repackaging, you know, it's like, oh, let's just spread some lies, repackage it into something new. That way we can call the manure fertilizer, right, you know, and feed the public it, you know, and then we'll all grow mushrooms. Come on, ladies and gentlemen, it's important to have dialogue. It's important to look at your opposition, understand what they're saying, and then prepare the argument. But this emotionally driven propaganda is not going to work in the long run. In fact, I would say this, the backlash of the non-truth, the fake news, is huge. Because as people understand the truth of whatever the news really is, and as we examine what's really happening around the world, we get a different perspective. At some point, that converts to political change on some level, hopefully in the way we've seen it peacefully for the most part. But, you know, when you think about the propaganda machine, what needs to be broken is the secrecy syndrome that has created a corrupt government repackage for the American public in some palatable way. And now they're trying to restrict our opportunity to speak about this by choking off the airwaves and calling the Googles and the big Facebooks and the controllers of the information age something other than what they are, the communication channel of this age, which has to be unrestricted and regulated in a way that allows equal access, equal play, equal platform, no shadow banning, no retaining of our data. In fact, all the commercial data and data used to manipulate populations when Google applies their programs to China, as an example, and applies them commercially and politically to the United States to create outcomes, this is corruption at the deepest level. This is the hijacking of the republic, not just ours, but everybody else's opportunity to have one. This is the biggest blight on democracy, is what has happened to freedom of the press. And because without each of those things within the First Amendment of that Constitution, press, speech, religion, assembly, those freedoms, none of the others matter. You have to have a free and unfettered press, which in the 21st century means an unrestricted, equal access. And these guys that are abusing this privilege, then we need to take these assets away from them and reclaim the public airwaves of the 21st century and call them public again and make Google a public entity, not a private company. You want to scare the hell out of the globalists? Take over. Break them up. But don't remember one thing: when you break them up, they make even more money when you break them up in all these subparts, because those original shareholders have a chunk of all these entities then and some piece of the pie as they break it up and wreak huge profits. And that's not the right solution either. You know, make sure we properly penalize these guys for the abuses of privacy. You know, $5 billion is chump change for trillion-dollar companies. make sure that privacy is valued and human rights violations of the big tech companies strips the wealth from them. Listen again, strips the wealth from them, from their boards, from their executives who have abused the privilege of the press, which is to protect the debate, to protect freedom of the press. These companies need to be folded up as bad performers and a lousy experiment. And whatever the government had to do, whether it be Chinese government or the U.S. government or whatever other governments use these mediums to manipulate public outcomes, that's the truth that needs to be seen. Those are what congressional hearings need to pry open. How has the public been deceived, manipulated, played with, and propagandized by big tech? And what penalties for those violations of our basic civil liberties should be unfolded for big tech, for violating the true meaning of freedom of the press and freedom of speech? To strip away our civil liberties as a population because they disagree with our political speech? No, this is the very foundation of who we are as Americans. Political speech is what America is about. And the disagreement over political speech is the foundation of. And if you don't think there was some disagreement about those that supported King George and those that supported liberty 250 years ago, you're dreaming. That was the civil debate. That was the 5 minutes to midnight discussion. And that's the discussion today. And today we have the possibility of having an exchange that doesn't involve bullets and bombs, but dialogue and discussion. Don't shut that off. Anyone who's listening in this administration, congressionally or at the executive, don't shut that off. This is the foundation of America. In this fourth hour, you're listening to InfoWars, because this is a war on information. This is Nick Begich signing off.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.